You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I'm here with Chris, Marco, Fabio. Don't forget you can Skype in at
That's
Jersey.
It. That's all that's here?
I have a plan.
Okay, okay, good.
Don't ruin it. You guys suck.
Yeah. It's us.
Okay. Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. And Biffle's here. Hey.
And who the fuck are you? You never said your name, you dope.
Come on, everybody knows me.
She's the talent on the show. Everybody
I'm
knows
the talent.
Her.
Everybody knows me.
My bad.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
And I'm Missy Glorious. Beautiful.
Missy
talented.
Glorious. Alphabet Soup.
Missy Fun Size.
A.K.A. Escobar.
A.K.A. Alphabet Soup. A.K.A.
Idiot.
Shut up. But Biffle is here.
Hi, everybody.
You sound like the nanny.
Hi, everybody. Oh, wow. I didn't know what to say.
That works. Hi is always good.
Hello.
For Missy, hi is always great. Oh, boy.
Yes. Exciting and new. And fun.
This is a Love Boat theme.
I've never seen a Love Boat.
It's exciting.
Yeah, you didn't. I'm not surprised. You're too young.
Exactly.
You know what it is?
Yeah. That little midget.
She's
shit.
Old.
That's Fantasy
That's
Island.
Yeah.
Never mind. Never
That's
mind.
The plane. The plane.
That's then Tattoo.
Then what's the love boat?
It's the cruise ship.
But I sung the song correctly.
Yeah. But where the fuck did the midget come into play?
That was another show. That
came
was
on Fantasy right
Island.
After.
That was also on a boat.
No.
No, that was on an island. Fantasy Island.
Was
and
it?
That midget was named was Tattoo.
But they got to that island on a boat, right? So there's some logic to what's going on here.
Yeah, they never show the boat, though. The whole show takes place on the island.
Is this around the same time as Gilligan's Island?
No, it's way later. Oh. It's way later. Gilligan's Island's old
so
as
I'm
shit.
I'm not that old because I know Gilligan.
Yeah, but they've...
Are
they've,
you older than her? Or, I mean, are
no.
you... How, I mean, younger... How much younger
We're the
younger
same
are
age,
what?
Aren't we?
You're the same age?
Yeah. Oh.
Sometimes, I guess.
12. Combined? You guys are the same age for real or no?
I don't know. Maybe.
What the fuck?
What kind of- what's like? What's your bio? Like parts unknown? Like,
Missy doesn't want to admit that she's old as shit.
Listen, I...
She's already said it like a billion
I've
times on the show.
Said it
she's
a
37.
Times. You're an asshole.
No, you're 35.
I'm 35.
Yeah, I know.
But I have multiple birth certificates. We talked about this.
No, the multiple birth certificates
yeah.
is new.
Are you Barack Obama?
No, we've talked about this.
What are you, a Kenyan?
With Joe Matarese, we talked about it.
No, you don't have multiple birth certificates. You have one birth certificate.
I have
you just legally changed your name. That doesn't mean you have a new birth.
Yeah, but on that one, I have a different day of birth.
By what, like a day?
Are you
no,
a fucking spy?
By years and
Chris,
months.
This is the Americans.
Listen.
So fucked up with you.
Yeah,
nothing can ever
man.
Be easy with me,
no.
okay? Ever. That is my life.
It started up. It literally started
it's
up.
Literally, listen, it's already been programmed.
Jesus.
I'm fucked.
So are you as fucked up as her?
No, she okay. balances me.
She balances
oh,
you?
Oh, no, that's
I'm
sad.
Unfucked up.
I don't believe that for a second.
If she balances her, how is she not fucked up?
We're like yin and yang.
Huh?
We're like yin and yang.
Like Lloyd and Harry.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, like bosom buddies.
You know this, Lloyd and Harry.
Oh, Lloyd and Harry. Yeah,
that's
I do
the,
know
that's
that.
One of her favorite movies.
It should be. You're stupid
no,
for not liking
I
it.
Fucking, I suck
because
at life.
Because she...
Is stupid.
Wants to be different.
That is not it. That's not it. I watched the second one. It was pretty good.
See, she thinks that was good. And it wasn't as good.
It wasn't as good. No.
Yeah, but I liked that one part so much that it overtook the whole movie for me. When he says, when they're sitting there in the auditorium and the lady comes up and she's like, listen, everyone be really professional. And before she can even say it all, they like scream, show us your tits. And I was like, this is the, I was literally drinking something and spit it out. And I was like,
what Anchor did, Anchorman did for me.
Anchorman is a great fucking movie.
Yeah, I thought it was a stupid movie until they talked about his pleats.
Oh, during the boner scene?
And I spit my ramen soup all over the place. But that's when that got me. So maybe you just need to watch it again.
Remember I watched it with you?
You did. You hated every minute of
I
it.
I did. She kept looking at me and I would be like this.
Which movie are we talking about now?
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, okay. The first one?
Yeah.
And you, she wasn't laughing.
No, she kept, she. They would all be laughing and I would be like stone-faced.
When you left, did you? When she left, did you have to apologize to the room for her being?
I'm sorry for inviting
no,
her.
Yeah. The room was just me and her. And
oh,
Willie.
Oh, she said
I
other
thought
people.
Amy was there.
No, it was just me and you.
Oh, fuck.
And Willie.
How high were
no,
you?
No, Wooly.
Wooly. Wooly.
Incorrect. Respect, little bear.
Dude, that's Wooly. The love of my life. So.
Okay.
He's your dog.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Do you see a Wooly tattoo on her?
With a shitty paw?
Fuck you.
If you only knew, I would have 12 of them on me. 12 shitty paws.
And you let her near your dog?
Well, I'm awesome with Wooly.
Oh. Yeah.
Then Ozzy died. Fucking Ozzy. You guys are awesome. Evil. Evil.
You guys would love Wooly, too, if you met him.
Marco, what do you have little
What kind of dog is it?
He's a Pomeranian.
Oh. Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm not a big fan of smaller dogs.
Yeah, I'm neither mine. I got two. I hate them.
I've seen the way you treat them.
There's two them. Kind of people in the world.
And which are they? Elaborate.
There's people who love dogs and serial killers.
It's like I'm
her theories actually make more sense than yours, Miz. I got to be honest with you.
That actually does make a lot
it makes
sense.
More sense
yeah.
than a lot of the shit
it
you've
does.
Said.
Hey, shit, I have validity to what I say.
I don't, listen, I'll tell you, there's dogs that I really can't stand, but I don't want them dead. Like, I don't, the dog I don't, I like the least is a pit bull. I am not a fan of pit bulls.
You have to connect with a dog like you connect with people. They're some asshole dogs.
I'm not banging a dog.
Everything's about sex with men, apparently. So.
Yeah, I listened last week.
Why? Were we talking about fucking dogs last week?
Didn't we talk about rape?
What?
That was the week before.
Oh, that was the week before.
Oh, that stupid game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Game.
We did this fuck, marry, it, rape or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, I know what game that is. Yeah. Never mind. That's a dumb game.
Yeah, we all were uncomfortable with the rape aspect of it.
Yeah, nobody wanted to
that
rape
anyone.
That was
a listener's
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, because what if it was...
It's a crime.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's weird.
No one's as smooth as Bill Cosby around here. Mm-mm. You get away with it for 30 fucking years.
Anyway.
Anything interesting, miss?
What's up?
You have an update?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Thought maybe you got something from the newsroom.
The newsroom? No.
I know.
Okay. News free.
No, because now that you have your brand new phone, it's
I'm
harder to put
excited.
It down.
Yes. Yeah. And the more that I know about it, the more I
maybe
fall
one
off
week
with
you
it.
Should take off and just have your phone show up and do the show.
I don't go on my phone that much.
Liar.
I do not.
And what's with the scarf indoors? Are you hiding a hickey?
No.
Whoa.
What are you hiding? Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're wearing a
it's
scarf.
It's a fashion scarf.
It's 65 degrees.
So?
It's not a wool scarf.
But
it's
what's it made
sheer.
Of?
It's a spring scarf. It's clearly a spring
I can
scarf.
See you.
Okay.
Keep it there.
Actually, yeah.
Peekaboo.
Fuck you. Am I hiding a hickey? No.
I'm just curious. I've never seen
weird.
You wear a scarf indoors.
It would be weird if I was hiding
if
a hickey.
If I saw you with a hickey, well, I
you
don't
would
know.
Get a talking to, apparently.
I don't really like hickeys.
She wouldn't
hickeys.
Get a talking. I would just be so confused.
Why? Normally she gets them way lower?
No, she doesn't get hickeys.
I'm not a hickey person.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
no,
of you know
well,
our
no.
age range should be.
I mean, of our age range, but sometimes.
When you were like a kid, you didn't
that's
like,
different.
Aim to get a hickey?
No, I said of our age range. Like if you're younger, it makes more sense.
Got it.
Yeah.
I've never liked hickeys. I've never wanted them.
Well, they're like they're like smaller bruises. It almost looks like you beat her. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, would you punch her in the neck? No, it's a hickey.
No, see, when I was younger, I'd always looked at it like if a guy wanted to give me a hickey or if he was sucking on my neck too long, like I would get angry about it and be like, "Go away." But
you
it
sound
was,
like a ball of fucking fun.
Hey, man.
Negative.
Give a hickey somewhere else, then. I always thought that they were doing it to be like territorial.
You taste dirty.
Like, no. Like, they were fucking trying to, like put their mark on me or some shit.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the hickey.
Well, like, I ain't about that life.
Yeah. No, you're not about that life.
I'm not. I'm no one's property.
Right. That's clear.
But when I was younger, I was like that as well. Not a big fan of it.
Of hickeys. Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about. I didn't know you meant now.
No, now what else?
I was going to say, what are you, picking up dudes at high school? Trying to give you a hickey now?
Close enough.
Very funny. Fuck you.
He still has his training wheels on his bike.
Oh, my God.
I have a friend who's a lawyer if you want to consult him before your next date.
Hey, I like my little 23-year-old, all right?
Yeah,
I don't even
do.
Care.
Do you have a curfew?
No, okay. He's a grown man.
In a boy's body.
Oh, God. Listen, our age differences aren't that different from you and your girl's age difference.
Yeah, but my girl's 30 and I'm 40.
Yeah, but one day it'll
that's
be
how
even
you do
like
it.
That.
So she'll be 30 and he'll be 30 and she'll be 40 and that'll be good.
No, she'll be.
She'll yeah, but she's 35 and he's
be,
a child.
He'll be.
He's 23.
He'll be 30 and she'll be, what are you, 12 years older than him?
Oh my
67.
God.
You're a fucking 12. You're 12 years older than him.
Dude.
You're a cougar.
I don't even
want to
talk about
you are
it.
A cougar.
When he's your
I'm
age,
not a cougar. Fuck you. I'm a puma.
Puma.
When he's your age, you'll be 47. Actually,
die.
when he's
your age, you'll be dead.
When he's your age, you guys won't be together anymore.
Yeah.
He'll trade you
will.
In.
No, it's not that serious, but thank you. He's just my friend. We're
oh,
good people.
That's good.
Good people.
That's good friend. Nice young friend.
Yeah, man.
Little workout
come
buddy.
Come on. Yeah, workout buddy. That's perfect.
like
my workout buddy.
That's my workout buddy.
You are my workout buddy, but that's not what I meant.
And she works out her neck with you.
Oh,
statutory
God.
Blowjobs.
Jesus Christ. God. My life is like a cartoon sometimes to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not real.
I guess not. I guess
like,
not.
Like, is this, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. So
like,
what?
Legit, that went through my head. I was like, you know what? We're hanging out. Fuck it.
Your life's good for a cartoon. You. Who am I?
You're a cartoon too.
Yeah, I know.
No,
who?
What character? It's
well,
a good game.
Well, give me a cartoon.
Well, pick
SpongeBob.
A card.
SpongeBob.
All right,
I'm
yeah.
Definitely Patrick.
Yeah, you're Patrick.
I don't
yeah.
Fuck anybody is. I just know SpongeBob. That's it.
She's Patrick and SpongeBob.
Patrick is the pink dude.
He's this. The starfish.
The starfish.
Or whatever.
Ah, makes sense. Starfish.
Yeah, but who am I then?
SpongeBob.
Clearly. I'm SpongeBob.
Now, SpongeBob has a little bit more of a feminine voice, though.
Oh, my God. You could be that squirrel. That squirrel's badass.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm not
yeah, squirrel. But, no, would you want her to be a squirrel after all the torment you've had by squirrels?
Listen, mean squirrels bond.
Okay. All
right, we're tight.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on a better cartoon.
Well, wait, you know, I'm going to ask you, do you talk to animals? Like squirrels and stuff?
Are you kidding me?
We had
yeah.
We had a funeral.
I have a
like
squirrel.
I'm the, like I'm the idiot here.
Stop. What did you say? Stop. What did you say?
We had a funeral for a squirrel before, remember?
A squirrel?
A funeral?
At Amy's.
Oh, we did.
Because it fell out of the tree out of nowhere, all frozen. Mm-hmm. And we put it in the lake.
Yeah.
Here lies squirrel.
Do you know what makes me think of that goose we saw yesterday?
I know that goose was sad.
We saw a dead goose yesterday. I thought it was alive for a second, but it
wasn't.
Wasn't.
It was dead.
Did you go over and look at it and help it?
I
no,
looked
it was
at
smashed
it.
Head.
So you didn't move it off the road? Was it on
it
the road?
It wasn't on the road. Oh.
It looked
they
like
went
it
out
may,
and inspected.
No, it looked like in my assessment of the situation. It looked like it may have gotten like bumped by a car and then died escaping.
Bumped.
Like, on the way.
Bumped by. Oh. I'm going to die from these internal injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's what happened.
Yeah, me too.
What are you guys, like fucking goose CSI?
I mean, you can just tell trauma.
Like, looks like someone's goose is cooked.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, to your question, I do speak to the animals.
She has a pet squirrel Shocker. Named Lucy that comes in, knocks on the door for peanuts every morning.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This is
ridiculous. Okay. I'm not even kidding.
She's
you.
Not even kidding.
I have well, Instagrams on it.
Who is it?
I want my nuts, bitch.
I'm going to show you a video. She does. She comes up and
so
she scratches on the door.
So you trained her to come up to the door and scratch?
Yeah, scratches basically. Every single morning for peanuts.
It bit him twice.
It bit me, yeah.
And you still fucking
are you
peanuts?
Rabid right now?
My mom was very concerned, but I can't see
did
how.
Did you go to the doctor?
No.
Why?
Because she didn't look like she was rabid. Like, what concern should I have for a squirrel that scratches on our door?
Mental instability, foaming at
I
the
don't
mouth.
Think, yeah, but that's the thing. Mental instability may have been present.
Hence the not going to the doctor part.
I built up my immune system to squirrels.
The
over
squirrel's
there.
Dumber now after biting her.
I wasn't foaming from the male.
It's funny. The squirrel bit her, but yet the squirrel turned into a zombie.
Aw, Lucy.
Lucy's cute. Lucy's fuck? Cute.
They're how neat. Do you know they're male or female? I'm just
I
curious.
I saw her nipples.
Shake it, Lucy.
And Lucy's
we all
smaller.
Have nipples.
It's weird. Do you know how you can see male kangaroos are like all buff and like...
I've seen that, actually.
Like really...
They have, like, fucking serious muscles.
Yeah, they look mm-hmm. like little meatheads.
Right. They're all
they're
Jersey
on the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, Australia.
The squirrels look kind of the same. Like, the bigger ones are the boys.
But you said it was the nipples that gave it away.
Well, yeah, for Lucy. And then we got this other one that, like, he... You could just tell he's... Boy,
what do you have, pecs?
He's like, masculine.
What? Yeah, because he comes
put the
over
nuts in Lucy's
like,
mouth.
He's like, they're my nuts.
See, I would think that's
and
the
that's
woman
my
doing
Lucy.
That. Judging
know.
By marriage, I would say that it's the female squirrel that takes.
In my lifetime, guys like balls sometimes. Whoa. So,
do happens. Squirrels hang around a lot of gay clubs or something?
Oh, you guys just made me think about a club in New York. that I talked about this morning.
The nutty squirrel?
No. About AM morning clubs, where there's this club that opens at like 4 a.m. in New York City. This is what I heard anyway. I don't know what it's called. But people wake up. There's no alcohol involved, but there's like coffee and caffeine, and people go there and they dance. It's a nightclub with a DJ. And that's how they wake up. And then they shower there and then go to the office.
They shower there.
Yeah, there's like a shower. There's showers at the nightclub, I heard.
This is a scary thought.
But it's like people dance and just drink their coffee, get all hyped up for their day at 4 in the morning, and then they go to work.
It's fucking banging.
We talked about this morning.
The worst idea I've ever heard of.
I would totally go to that.
Yeah, wake up in the morning.
I don't see the point of that.
I don't see the point of a nightclub without
alcohol. It's kind of like wiping your ass before you take a dump. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point?
To get energized. Get your body moving, man.
With baby wipes.
With
baby wipes. I would do that. I would totally do that.
It's real. My brother told
me
about
it. I mean, I don't know.
We were talking about patenting ideas. We tried to be inventors this morning and try and get, like, a good idea going.
Wow.
Make some money.
Anybody come up with something good or no?
No, not yet.
No. You want to share any of those ideas?
No.
Okay.
She's keeping them to herself.
Yeah, it's confidential. What are you going to do?
You don't want anybody to steal them.
No. I mean, but you don't think that these could actually be, these could work though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I asked you. Did you come up with anything good? And you said
no. I mean, they're probably going to come in unexpected ways, but yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I plan on being an app developer.
A what developer?
An app developer.
Well, that's
which means I'm going to develop an app.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah,
I was confused for a second. I had no idea.
Is this a new technology we're not aware of?
What's an app?
Chris, check your flip phone. Do you have any new apps?
I would like to think of a cool idea.
Yeah, like that 10-year-old that made Angry Birds. He's probably like set for life.
Probably.
He's probably if you can just think of a really
12-year-old
good idea.
Pussy right now.
Get it to be a fad like Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And then people get crazy on Trivia Crack. Who invented Trivia Crack?
Trivia's been around.
A crackhead who knows who's good at trivia.
I had to delete that
but
shit.
But the point is that it gets all crazy for a couple months. I'll learn.
She's ambitious, this one.
She can do it.
I'm pretty good at technology. I do construct databases.
Good segue.
Did you take technology class too?
We didn't go to the same high school.
What high school? All right.
I was an independent study in high school. That meant I studied independently with
homeschool
other people.
Oh.
No, I was in special classes in high school because I'm so special. No, I did graphic arts for 2 years in high school in separate studies. So I didn't have different classes.
She didn't have different electives.
Print shop.
No. It was like when computers and graphic arts was like booming because I graduated in 2001. So it was like a new thing.
Okay.
But I studied, I had different times to take.
This was high school.
High school.
But you didn't take normal classes in high school?
I did.
Oh, okay. Did you take them with the rest
of... I didn't have like wood shop.
No. That's not normal. I mean like math and English and shit like
that.
Yeah,
I took all that.
Now, did you take that with the rest of the school or you just were still an independent?
No, I took that with the rest of the school.
Okay. All right. So she had like a almost like a vocational type deal going on. I gotcha.
Whatever.
Well, no, it's like when you want to learn a trade while you're in high school, you go to a separate thing that teaches you those specific, whatever, classes for that trade or something along
the line. Like Vokey.
Right, vocational. That's what Vokey's short for vocational school.
Yeah.
No, this was just offered in my high school, and I studied for 3 years in this independent study.
Okay. So she didn't have a technology class in her school?
Like to teach you?
Did you ever hear of that when you were in high school, technology class?
No.
Yeah, that's because it doesn't exist.
Fucking exists. I'm bringing my fucking my yearbooks in.
Please
so
bring. Oh, I would love to see your yearbook.
I believe it. What's it teach you? How to use a computer?
Well, no, she built a kite.
Oh my god! It told us all a bunch of different shit.
I know, but
we had to build a kite at one point for like aerodynamics.
And you built a roller coaster too.
A roller coaster for like velocity.
Oh, that's not.
But what's that got to do with technology and not physics?
It was an elective called technology class. It was called technology.
I might have had it. I just never chose to take it.
Listen, I probably didn't know what it means.
Like, if you said I took physics and, we built a kite and a roller coaster for aerodynamics and velocity or whatever you were saying, that makes a lot of sense. But technology doesn't. Technology is more like...
Think about what technology was like in 1997.
AOL?
Yeah, it was shit like that. Like, we had one computer in the technology class. That's it. We learned how to use scanners and shit like that.
So they scammed you out of a class, basically.
No, listen, I'm all about getting an easy credit.
So it was for that reason?
Okay. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, I got
Take
you.
An easy elective, get fucking five
Yo,
credits.
Yo, man, we get
on.
To build kites. This is it.
I loved it. I was like one of the only girls in the class.
I feel like it's hard to build a kite, guys.
It was hard to build a kite, actually.
Why?
How about you guys build one?
I would take a very thin piece of material similar to her scarf and use really, really light sticks and connect them together in a diamond.
I use popsicle sticks.
Or that. I said light sticks. That qualifies.
I just go to Toys R Us because who the fuck builds a kite?
I wanted to. I like that crafty shit.
I
want to
build
my
own kite now that I think about it.
Let's do it. I'm
sorry we didn't get you the materials.
It would have been nice. I don't agree with the scarf.
No, a thin material like the scarf, not that
I used,
scarf.
Do you know what I used? I used the tissue paper you put inside a gift bag.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I'm using my noggin.
But I also have to say that must have been way too weak, too. Like, the wind really probably beat the shit out of it.
The wind
right?
did take it, but I made it on a really long string. So I got the A in the class for that because mine went the highest.
Okay.
Missy got an A for getting
I bet
high.
You did, Panama Red.
Listen, I was all about. I was very competitive when I was younger.
I bet. I don't think anything's changed.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
You seem still competitive.
I'm a little competitive.
So. A little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Winning is good.
Winning.
But I'm also a super sore loser as well.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's the narcissism. You can't take the loser. Well, no, you can't take the loser.
I know, I can. I hate it.
It bothers you. It makes you feel less of who you are.
No, it makes me feel disappointed in myself.
Yeah,
why
but that's the nice way of putting it. But the real way is like, I'm better than that.
Yeah. I really think
so
like that.
So less of what, yeah, I get it.
So what you were saying, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Technology.
Interesting.
I think it would have been a good class.
It was fun. I loved it. It was one of my favorite classes in high school.
Yeah, because it was easy grade.
Yeah, because I got to use my brain for like things that I cared about, not fucking math.
Right. Kites, roller coasters.
Yeah. That's... I played in the stock market.
In technology class. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm done. I'm done.
Wouldn't that be finance?
Unless you were actually buying stock in a tech company. That has nothing to do with technology.
Well, that was the point that they wanted us to do. I did not do that. I bought...
Was this class in a trailer off campus?
No. It was in the electives wing.
Was the guy... Did the guy have a ponytail, but he was bald up top?
No. He was one of my favorite teachers ever. Shut up. He was one of my favorite teachers ever. I loved him.
What was his name?
Mr. Smirsky.
That just sounds made up.
It's not. Smirsmortion. But every time you talk about things from your past, Mr. it always Smirsky. Sounds like made up.
Not really.
Every time I do, I'm like, is that real? That really happened? Mm-hmm. Like, whenever you talk about somebody from your high school, I remember this person.
Yeah, but it never has a weird name. It's pretty cut and
Smirsky's not that weird.
Smirsky. Okay.
I remember all my teachers that were my favorite.
Give me another one. I just want to see what the last name is.
Last name?
Yeah.
Bombaro.
Okay. That sounds retarded.
It's like Italian.
Yeah. Bombarded.
Oh, whatever.
Bombaro.
It sounds like that song that was playing. Boom, 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 boom.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum.
It's the Bruno Mars song.
Yeah, it is.
That's the title, ironically. The Bruno Mars song.
Like, yeah, Uptown.
Sing it.
Uptown Funk, I'm giving it to you.
I'm like Britney Spears.
Yeah, that was, why would you, like, I don't understand the, what that was supposed to mean when I said you can hold the mic if you don't want to leave, and you said yeah, but I don't want to seem like Britney Spears. What, I don't know what that's in reference to. You mean like when she's on stage singing?
Yeah.
Oh, why Britney? Why not anybody that's ever been on a stage singing music?
Because Britney
is that your
glorious.
Favorite? Is she
no,
your favorite?
When I thought about it after the fact.
Did you? Is she like one of your favorites now?
No, she's not. But she wore a headset with a mic.
She did. She was always like,
so she can wave her hands. And
yeah,
because like
she
that.
Was a.
But I feel like the people, well, if you, the real singers have a mic.
Yeah,
yes.
They do.
Yeah. And they're not lip syncing.
Yeah, and yeah. The performers rather than singers have the little. So I referenced incorrectly.
Okay. I'm glad you dissected it. She wanted to get that just out there for everyone to know.
She's like, listen, I was wrong.
I wasn't trying to say I was a performer. I was trying to say that I was a
actual talent.
Right. Right. Just out of curiosity, how long were you at happy hour today?
They've been drinking since 2, I think, right?
This afternoon? Mm-hmm. That explains the parking.
No, I paced myself.
She's like, I got to slow down. I'm speeding. I'm going 3 miles per hour.
You told me not to park in the leaves.
I didn't want you to park
in the leaves. So there was one pile I could see.
Right. And then we heard you're like, this pile or the next one? Park in between them.
Who puts two piles that are a foot apart, one at a time?
That's true, though.
We got a leaf expert here.
Why couldn't they just be in one big? It's one tiny little.
I can't believe I have to explain this. The second pile, they're not leaves. It's like grass and rocks and shit that I have to put in a trash bag.
So one of them doesn't get picked up by the leaf collector.
Right.
Oh, shit.
But you're holding up parking spots out there.
He doesn't give up.
It's my fucking house. I'll hold the whole front of the house if I want.
You're holding the goddamn street up, Chris.
I own this motherfucker.
I couldn't park in them, though.
Listen, for the first... Actually, today is the second week that Chris pulled up far enough to where both me and Fob can pull in the driveway. Throughout all of this winter and all of this snow, he would just park in the middle of the fucking...
Do you know why?
Because he didn't show the top.
Because it's his fucking house.
Exactly.
And if he doesn't want to walk from the side of the house to the front of the house and just get right on the walk path...
I could tell.
I doubt you'd want to shovel in front of, like...
Oh, no, I never shoveled.
Right. So you park right where you're aligned with the walk path pretty much.
Right.
Right? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 6 days a week.
Oh, I totally get why I did it.
Nobody's coming over here at night to do a show.
The only reason why I pulled up further tonight is because I knew we were going to have an extra car. Other than that, I really don't give a fuck.
Well, you did it last week, too.
No, I think you guys just squeezed in last week.
No, you did.
I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but you definitely squeezed
in. You did it because the first thing, because Fob parked in front of me and Fob was out smoking. And as soon as I got out of the car, I went, look, Chris isn't selfish anymore.
That's right.
I'm going to park at the foot of the driveway next week. Like, all you must
No, do what you did when it was getting paved. You just park right
So I take up a spot in front of the house and the entire driveway.
Yeah, like, rope it off.
Exactly.
Put a chair there, just sit there.
She'll just park across the street in their fucking parking or their driveway.
Listen, it's funny. And selfish.
I never claimed not to be selfish.
Yeah, you're very selfish.
Who the fuck? I'm selfish.
What the fuck? I'm not. That doesn't mean that I'm not selfish.
You're the most selfish motherfucker I've ever met in my life.
That's not true.
That's
true. Very considerate. If it was the other way around, I would have always pulled.
No, you ask you something.
Yeah, I would have.
I'm just curious. How would you say? I mean, what? Give me some reasoning why she's selfish.
Well, everything's always all about her.
Well, that's not necessarily selfish. That's more narcissistic.
But they go hand in hand most of the time.
Well, she doesn't strike me as the selfish, like, no, this is the last tourniquet and I'm going to use it in case I cut my arm off type of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
why is it always got to go back to drugs with her? Tourniquet?
Oh, no. Cut my arm off, not put a fucking needle
on it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't see you so much as being selfish, miss.
I think that I'm a well-balanced, considerate human being.
You could have just went with considerate. Well-balanced is unnecessary.
No, because I don't feel like I'm overly considerate.
Now, Biffle, do you think... I don't know if I should say your real name or not. But,
you can't say my real name.
We can say your real name?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. We're trying to keep your, you know,
ambiguity.
I mean, if you want to call me
anonymity, ambiguously. Well, you don't know if she's a guy or a girl. You don't know if she's gay or straight. No, you don't sound like Missy at all.
Yeah, no, I'm a man.
No, you don't sound like a guy. Do you think she sounds like a guy? You guys think she's
no.
Do you husky?
You don't sound like a guy either. You just really raspy.
I am raspy.
Yeah. She's raspy too, but not as.
But not like that kind. Not gravel.
No.
And phlegm.
Right. Semen.
When am I?
Just
nasally.
Like,
just husky?
No, not no. What?
I'm thinking nasally.
What does that have to do with
husky? Like a
raspy?
She said husky.
Did you have a husky raspy? I guess that would be me.
If your voice was husky, Missy would hate it.
I don't hate fat people.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Sure you do.
God damn it, no, I don't.
Fat fuck.
Anybody who's hearing this show, you have to listen to last week's show. Boy, the hatred came out on the fat last week.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
No, it didn't. I don't hate fat people.
She reluctantly told us how she had to accidentally bang a chubby guy. The look on her face was horrid.
How do you accidentally?
Well, not accidentally, but I think she definitely regrets. If you saw her face last week when she was telling this story, she's like, yeah, I did. Like, she was so disgusted with herself.
I did it. I was thinking about it. That's why. And I was
you were
like,
thinking
oh.
about his floppy boobs.
I was just thinking about, like, what is wrong with me? But we all have one bad one, right?
Yeah.
I have more than that.
Chris is everyone.
Fucking nightmares.
Yeah, we all had a long battle. That's so funny. You just see the look on your face. You were just—you looked like you wanted to jump in the shower when you were talking about it.
If it was up to Missy, Hitler would have killed all the fat people.
No. Oh my God, that's not true. But then you did have me thinking because you were like, I never see you in pictures with fat people. You don't
you
have
never,
fat friends. You're
unless it's someone you meet, like, that's connected to someone you know, mm-hmm. that's in, like, one random picture. But, like, out of all your normal pictures, you have no, not even chubby people. You just, like.
Do I hate fat people?
No.
I know.
I'm her best friend.
Yeah. What's okay, so where are the fat people in all of your pictures? Right, it's just thanks. You. It's just all you girls, and that's it. I don't see any fat people in the picture.
There's no fat people. But that doesn't mean
that's
that.
That's my point. That's my point.
But that doesn't mean that I don't like them.
You guys are like have a like anti-fat click.
Oh,
something.
My God. That's not it. Listen, if fat guy hit on me and he was funny and charming, I would entertain it.
like a monkey on a stick. Yeah, like a grind.
What do you think we are?
Not like that. God damn it. Like
I would entertain it.
I wouldn't be like.
I like you. You're funny. You could be my friend. But that's where it stops.
You're not allowed any fat. Pictures with me, though.
Yeah, no selfies, okay? Because you would
no
ruin
selfies
it.
Would be okay.
No selfies, because we both wouldn't fit in the camera, you fat fuck.
Oh, my God.
Raise your chubby arm out and take a picture of the two
Could
of us.
Could you please tuck that third chin away while
like,
we take the
head
selfie?
To the side a little bit. Listen, I don't hate fat people. For the millionth time, I don't hate fat people.
Okay.
Okay. I liked Gomez when he was fat.
Gomez was never fat.
He was kind of. He's fatter than he is now.
Huh?
He's fatter than he is now.
Who?
Gomez.
Lewis?
Yeah.
Gomez is in good shape now.
I know, but he was fatter than he is now.
But he wasn't fat, though. You're calling him fatter? Like, he was fat at one point. He was never fat.
He was a bigger dude then.
Bigger dude, but not even close to being fat. I take that
personally.
If that's
what she considers fat,
I know.
The
right,
fuck
what am I?
Are we?
You guys aren't fat.
I'm blobbish.
I tried to explain this to you.
I'm blobbish, aren't I?
You're a fucking liar. Listen, you are not fat. You are not fat. You are not fat.
You are a fucking liar.
None of you are fat.
You don't have to lie to us, miss.
I don't look at you guys in levels of fatness. You're not fat to me.
You're a fucking asshole, you liar.
Jesus Christ. You're not
fat. He wasn't fat.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
Always remember Bubba Sparks, okay?
That means nothing to me.
Bubba Sparks was fat.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a fictitious character.
Listen, I'm going to get a fat boyfriend now. Just show all y'all.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
Oh, yeah, you do that. I'd love to see that. I would love to see. No pictures on Facebook, bro.
I will. Our first date. Let me prove to everybody. I don't know.
You have to bang him.
I'll bang him. Prove it. I'm not a fat hater. I'm not a hater.
You're a
fat.
Fader. That's what you are.
Hate you.
You have hatred for those people.
My God.
Hashtag that.
Yeah, hashtag fader. Darth Fader.
God damn it. Anyway, when I was telling that story, though, I did make a bunch of faces.
Yeah, she looked really disgusted, Kim. Like, she was, like, grossed out of her mind.
He was just gross.
I don't believe it, but okay.
Well, she's just admitting that her face was grossed out when she was describing.
Well, he's probably a gross human being in general.
Boom.
Was he a gross human being? Because you didn't say that.
Yeah,
you
he just was an asshole.
You were just talking about
he
his
had
looks.
The smallest teeth.
Dolphin teeth? He had like dolphin teeth?
And he was just gross. And he was and he was negative. Oh, he was so negative. We didn't date very long.
Huh.
He was negative.
He wouldn't get on the treadmill, so she broke up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, negative people.
He was so annoying.
Okay. Because he was eating too much?
No, because he was fucking negative.
He was a size 34 belt waist.
I wish.
He's a is that size fat? 34 belt is, to hang myself
wait, hold on
with.
A second. Is size 34 waist fat
I
now? I'm in trouble.
You see all these kids with the skinny
I got a lot of work to do.
Size 34.
34 is not fat.
36? 38?
No.
40.
40. See, when you start getting into the 40s. But.
If I'm going by Earth's data, I just made the cut.
Oh my God. But no, if a guy is lower than a
34. I gotta wear a corset to get into 36.
No, lower than a 34 is too skinny. Like a 32 is pushing it. That's like a scrawny ass dude. 32.
That's what I got down to. 31, actually.
When you were super skinny, mm-hmm. right? And you were super skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck that. That's too skinny.
Mm-mm. No, it wasn't.
That's ridiculous.
It wasn't too skinny. I mean, a lot of people said I looked terrible, but fuck them. I didn't
give a
shit.
You looked like you had AIDS.
I didn't care what anybody thought. I said, fuck all you guys. I didn't give a
shit. You have AIDS. You have AIDS. I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
That's our new theme song. Kim's like, are you for real? You have a song about AIDS?
Just waiting for something to come out of her mouth.
I mean, I'm thinking about the gene sizes still.
Well, it's obvious that men and women, they have the different like number value.
I mean, I get that, but I'm trying to guess what I would wear if I was wearing men's jeans.
Are you a fat hater too?
For myself, yeah.
Well, of course. We hate ourselves, but...
I have cankles, so...
So do I. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, cheers. Well done.
I have cankles.
You don't have cankles.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think so.
I shouldn't let you see them.
I shouldn't let you see them.
Yeah, pull up your cankle socks.
Yeah, give me a second. I need to go Amish on you guys. Let me just cover everything up. Just see her from the eyes down, like you're not allowed to see anything.
She's Muslim now.
It's true. I wear pants at the beach.
No, you don't. You know, cankles has nothing to do with weight. That's like a hereditary thing. You know that, right? There's tons of fucking girls there. And you know what's funny? And this is truth. What's funny is I find out that a lot of women that have Polish descent are more susceptible to cankle, having cankles.
Huh.
That's weird. I don't understand that.
Well, I guess that explains it.
Are you Polish?
I didn't even know that. Just for the record, I didn't even know. You do have Polish in your family?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. I didn't even know that.
Must be in her brain.
Well,
what? No.
At least that's what I'm told. It's weird talking about
well,
that.
Well, that's right.
You
don't know when you were born either, right?
No, she knows her shit.
Oh, it was you that we were confused.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up.
So what were you saying? Your mom what?
Oh, my mom was trying to tell me that we don't have Polish in us anymore, and I don't know how that happened.
Oh, you guys
anymore?
Just,
it disappears.
Did you guys have it exercised or something?
Well, like, apparently my grandmom got more information on our family tree, and my mom, like 2 weeks ago, was like, we don't have Polish in us. And I'm like, so that just like... What's with the, like, last names and stuff? Like, on dad's side, anyway, because I thought there was Polish on both sides of my family.
Right.
And she was like, no, that's just by marriage. So she didn't want us to have Polish.
So she's trying to cover it up? Is what she's doing.
Like, listen, it's over.
Look, we're just covering up the fact that we used to be Nazis, okay? Let's leave the German out of it.
My last name's Sigurd, so pretty much. And I said it on the...
You want me to cut that out? For when I edit the show?
Well, it doesn't matter what you do.
I'll cut it out
She's
for you.
She's an open book.
Yeah, but I'll tell you off the air. But all right. Well, I'll cut this out too.
Let's have a 10-minute conversation about shit we're going to cut out of the show.
Anyway, the German. I have German in me. Lots of German.
I can tell by your last name.
Yeah, because I told you.
No. Can't you tell German?
You could tell
German. You can tell by a last name what the nationality it's related to is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
I mean, it's hard to say, like, Smith.
My mom's
That's very general.
My mom's maiden name is French, and I would have never guessed it in a million years.
See, why did you tell me that? You should have just told me her maiden name, and then I could have guessed what it was.
Well, then you would have to edit it out and have to have a conversation about it.
Apparently, she's in WITSEC. This is a WITSEC production program.
But I would have never
My dad is Henry
French.
Hill.
It was...
You don't have to say it.
No, I wasn't going to. Oh, okay. I was trying to be witty, but it didn't work.
Happens to me all the time.
Last name was French bread.
Ciabatta.
That's not French. Ciabatta.
Focaccia.
That's not French either.
Focaccia, isn't it Hungarian?
It's like something weird like that, yeah.
Fries. Is French
fries? No.
Muffalata.
A lot of muff.
It's like, is that a Austin Powers bad guy?
No, chip man.
Bad guy? Muffalata? A lot of vagina?
It's the fucking...
It's the sandwich.
Sandwich I ate.
Oh, that's right. The New Orleans sandwich.
Muffalata.
Muffalata. That sounds Italian.
It's like French Cajun.
What?
Like French Cajun.
Like New Orleans.
French Creole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ding!
There's the light bulb.
You saw the light go off.
That shit was good.
Yeah, you
I
were.
Want another one. And I don't even like olives. And it's like 90% olives.
Ugh. It's 90%
it's
olives?
Pretty much all olives and meat.
That doesn't sound like a good
it was
sandwich.
It was so whammy. Remember how good it was? Do you remember?
I don't like olives. I don't think I ate that.
Yeah, I don't think you ate it either. But I was banging.
What did you have instead of that? Do you remember?
Fried jambalaya.
Yeah, she was eating
That's good shit. I like that, actually. I'm a big fan of that.
Fucking name.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya. Jambalaya.
You say jambalaya? I say jambalaya. Funny. After, we're going to take a break in a little bit. But after the break, I got a nice surprise for you guys.
Ooh, exciting.
You're going to play a little game.
He's going to take his
I
shirt off.
I love games.
It's going to be used to.
Yay.
Yeah, it's Even good. Funner. It's nothing bad. It's nothing like, it's not going to like, whatever.
This is a surprise that I didn't know about.
No, you didn't. Oh, well, I just thought of it because I actually forgot she was coming this week.
Oh, then you told me outside.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even think about it. I would have planned something. And I originally wanted to plan would you rather questions for her. I wanted to see what her reactions were.
But that's not what's happening?
No, I can't. I can't. I mean, I try and think of something on the spot, but I think it's not going to work that well in the air. Not going to lie to you.
It won't translate.
No. No. Yeah, have you ever heard us play that? Would you rather?
No. It's like but, one. I mean, it sounds like never have I ever, except would you rather?
Yeah, but it's like really fucked up shit.
It's like fucked up. It's like it's either one really fucked up thing or would you rather do something disgusting?
Like, would you rather have sex with your dad once or have to watch your mom and dad have sex every day for the rest of your life?
That's good. You're in charge of writing the fucking
nice
questions
one.
From now on.
Like, it's fucked up shit like that.
You're a fucking creep.
Yeah, I know. It is fucked up.
I'm not supposed to answer that, right?
Yeah, don't answer it.
You're but a creep, sir.
But it's really, we play like fucked
that
up.
That we do,
I mean,
but it's very along those lines. No, yeah. It's along those lines. I mean, we'll always throw something weird in there like that, but not as a I don't know. That's really good. I'm actually kind of fucking floored how good that question was.
That was a good one.
That was a good question. And no, I wouldn't bang my dad either.
Well, I would have to be for a boy. I would have to be the mother.
Fuck no. I'd rather bang my dad. No,
just fuck your mama, asshole.
It's like the mamas and the papas story, isn't it?
The what?
Why, they all fuck each other?
Didn't like, well, I guess the dad.
You talking about
the
musicians?
Yeah.
They were related? I mean, they were mom and dads of each other? Like, what?
Well, no. It was the daughter.
I'm confused.
What? Wasn't it the daughter and the dad?
Oh, the daughter was an actress, right? For,
who?
The fuck is
no,
name?
She's still an actress now, isn't she?
Yeah.
You're not talking... Wait, hold the
yeah,
fuck
I don't know who those...
About.
I don't know who
You know
names
what I'm kind of talking about, though, right?
I know what you're talking about.
I just know Mama Cass died of choking on a ham sandwich.
Who?
The fat one in the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, that's how he died.
She died literally by choking on a ham sandwich. She was obviously in a mad rush to finish that sandwich.
That's a really weird way to go, like your legacy.
No, I'll tell you, that's not weird. That's embarrassing, because when you're already fat and you die because of your eating habits, that's embarrassing. That's like one of the worst things.
Would rather, if you're going to die from food, at least die from something really good like pizza.
Yeah, ham sandwich.
But not choking on it, though. That's embarrassing. Like, I would rather die of food poisoning. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Then choking.
Then not like chewing and swallowing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, what the fuck was you? Like, you just double fisting ham sandwiches? Like, what happened? Did she forgot to take the little bone out of the center of the ham and she got it lodged in her throat? I mean, she was already a large, and I'm being nice, large woman. And it's like, that's how she dies. She's known for dying by choking on a ham sandwich. Some people don't even know who the fuck she is. They just know she died from
that. They died from that. Right. Well, the father had an incestuous relationship with his daughter, Mackenzie Phillips.
One day at a time?
Oh, shit.
And Mackenzie wrote a book about it.
She did.
They didn't have kids together, did they?
No.
Okay, good.
She was 19, though, when they started the affair.
Okay, I remember. She was real fucked up. Was it?
She was a drug addict.
Was it one
stuff?
Day at a time?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't Alice. I was thinking of Alice. Wow. Holy
shit. Yeah, it's
pretty
fucked up. But she seems to be at peace with it. He would shoot her up with drugs as well and then, like, have sex with her.
So that's where Bill Cosby learned his techniques.
He's like, Papa, show me your ways.
So wait, is Bill Cosby, like, not in trouble? Like, I mean,
not really.
Not yet. He will be. He will be. Wow. It's definitely catching up to him, because Chelsea Handler just recently came out and said that he invited her to his room 20 years ago, and she brought people with her because she was kind of weirded out. Like, why does he want to see me? Because at the time she was a nobody, even though I still think she is. But yeah, so she was like, that's weird. So she, like, kind of felt like this is uncomfortable. So she brought, like, other people with her. And, you know, I guess he was kind of shocked that other people came with her.
So he didn't get to get his rape on.
I think Bill came to his senses and, like, I'm not wasting a roofie on her. She's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know what's with her today. She's, like, all over the internet showing her tits all the time.
On Instagram.
What is the deal with
her? Free the nipple.
Huh?
It's the free the nipple.
What? Since when have nipples been slaves?
Well, no, on Instagram, if you're a woman, you can't show your nipple. Your photo will get taken down.
You can't do it on Facebook either. How come she's not running a free the nipple campaign on Facebook?
Because they keep taking her fucking pictures. Because she'll, like, Vladimir Putin or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He was on the horse without a shirt on.
Yeah, so
she did the same pose.
So, yeah, she does things like that. She reenacts poses from other people, and hers get taken down if you don't cover up the nipple. And all you have to do is put a really little tiny star right over the nipple.
Mm.
And it doesn't even have to cover up the whole boob. And she's saying that it's unfair.
I agree.
So do I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Free the nipple. Yeah, free the nipple.
Yeah, and her, I don't know if you saw the pictures, but her tits are actually nice.
I don't remember being overjoyed.
No, they weren't like the best tits ever, but they were like, I didn't think they were look that good.
There's
like,
tits, and then there's all kinds of great looking tits. There's the small ones that look phenomenal, and then there's like the Kate Upton's.
What happens when you become...
The anticipation's killing me. I can't wait to hear this. I'm like on the edge of my seat. Come on.
I don't know.
What happens
becoming overjoyed? Like when you see
what? Well, because you want to go and look for more pictures of those specific boobs.
So that's
boobs.
What happens.
Yes.
So when you're overjoyed.
So if I saw Chelsea Handler's tits on the internet. I probably just like, oh, okay. And then just
you sound nice. You sound like you got a nice pair of
just went on. Like if it was Kate Upton showing her tits, I probably would probably start my own
scour the
homepage of, you know, yeah.
Just my own, Kate Upton tits everywhere.
Yeah, KateUptonTits.com.
That's what you would do if you're overjoyed.
Overjoyed, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Guys love tits.
She doesn't have naked pictures, does she?
Who are we talking about
Kate
now?
Kate Upton?
No.
Shit.
No, there's no God.
I know. She's so hot.
No, instead she has to wear fucking outfits to rest her chin on her own tits. Like, I love those commercials of that game that she's...
Oh, yeah.
That, like, fucking medieval game.
She's wearing
on the
like,
horse.
She's wearing a corset. And it literally pushes her tits like she has them like our headphones. They're like on the sides of her face. It's like, how is that comfortable?
And she's on the horse and they're bouncing around. Stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking phenomenal. She bit her tongue like three times.
Where did you first see that ad at?
Trivia Crack,
right?
No, I never was on Trivia Crack.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
The first time I saw it. Like, normally, I just...
You turned off to it. You didn't get the next question all the time.
Normally, once the ad comes up, I'll just, like, you know, double-click it and get rid of it.
Right.
So, as I did it, I saw her tits bounce, and I was like, no! Come back!
Chris
like, what the fuck, man?
See what happens? Like that was the opposite of overjoyed. He would have been overjoyed had he not gotten rid of that commercial.
I was like, God damn it!
Yeah.
So wait, that was Kate Upton and there's
that
game?
God,
medieval
war
or
something.
Something war.
War
game.
I didn't know that was her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Did you see the movie with the other woman?
Yeah.
You saw that?
I think so.
With Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz is fucking the guy from Game of Thrones. And then she didn't know that he was married to the girl from This Is 40.
No,
Judd Apatow's wife, and then she didn't know that she was also banging Kate Upton. You would have remembered it if
Kate
you
Upton's
saw it.
Awesome.
No, but I feel like that movie. It just seemed like more. Cameron Diaz wasn't in it.
Yeah, then that wasn't it. Maybe we're getting the name wrong too. I thought it was the other woman.
No, I think it is the other woman. Yeah, because every time I'm flipping through the channels, I see it on the label, the other woman. I'm like, I know that.
It was actually
a
pretty good movie.
I feel like I watched it, and then I got yelled at because it was like a sappy movie. And it
no,
was
it wasn't
like,
at all. It was a comedy.
It was a comedy.
So, yeah, this is a different movie.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what
you're
talking about.
You're talking
about Netflix.
Who's in it? Do you know who's in it?
I can't remember. I'm not good at that stuff.
Frank Rizzo!
Frank Rizzo.
That's Frank Rizzo. I'm going to cut her voice out saying that. Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo, is it?
Who was that?
Frank Rizzo.
Explain it to her.
It's from the Jerky
Boys. He was
the
mayor of Philadelphia.
Oh, that too. He was the mayor of Philadelphia. But the Jerky Boys used. Do you know who the Jerky Boys are?
No.
What?
Wow. You never heard the Jerky
the
Boys?
Jerky Boys?
CDs or tapes?
We're listening to this weekend.
I've also never seen the Goonies. So.
You got Jerky Boys.
You never
Boys
seen the Goonies?
No. Dude. I know everyone does that. That's why I said it. Because
that's
everyone's like, oh my God.
That's like, yeah, that's like saying, I don't know. What's that like saying? God,
I'm a virgin?
Huh?
It's like saying you're a virgin or something?
No. There's nothing wrong with virgins.
There's nothing wrong with virgins.
So, but there's something wrong with never seeing the Goonies.
Yes.
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 Yeah, absolutely.
Or hearing the Jerky Boys. Or not even knowing who the Jerky Boys are. The Jerky Boys were...
I actually knew how old she was, maybe it would make me understand.
She graduated in 01. Do the math, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's special. She could have skipped a couple grades.
I'm going to be 32 this year.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like I've heard...
82.
Actually, the Jerky Boys were really popular when I was in middle school. So
yeah.
You were too young for it.
You were born 82.
You were way too young for it. Because shit was explicit.
You know what I think about age is when I think about 1994 and Kurt Cobain died, I didn't know who he was when I heard his name that he died. Because
you were 12.
So I remember being in school and I remember being in like a homeroom. I can't remember. I guess I was in middle school. But when I heard that he died, I didn't know who he was.
Because you didn't listen to that music and you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense.
When I was young.
Yeah, that's why I didn't.
But that makes sense.
Voice.
Yeah.
But the Goonies, you should have watched by now. You would love the Goonies.
You would.
Yeah, you would love it. It's such a good.
It's a classic.
Like, I mean,
awesome
I agree.
Movie.
I haven't watched
we
it.
We got to do that.
You should do
we
that.
Gotta do
it's
that.
Like her not watching Dumb and Dumber. And then she sees it and she says it's awful.
But she already knew it was awful.
I did know
she
it was
it.
Awful. I'd already seen it.
In her head.
Oh, you did see it.
I did see it. Oh, okay. I just didn't like it. And then remember I explained that all my friends, when it came out, they loved it so much that they would like fucking run all the phrases like into the ground.
Mm.
Like it was just driving me insane.
People who do that, I never understand them.
It was just, I would just like shut the fuck up. Drove me nuts.
You would have hated us.
Yeah, I can imagine. And there were all these boys that I would have crushes on and then not anymore.
Because they were fat too?
Yeah,
this is like motherfucker.
You know what? I'm just gonna embrace it at this point. It's my best bet.
embrace the fat.
The fattery or the fattage or the fat hatred.
That is such an awful word, fattage. That sounds horrible. Fattage.
Fader.
Fuck the fattage.
Fader.
I said,
yeah, you're a fader. You're a fat
fattage.
Yeah,
you hate. I hate that fattage.
Fat hater, fader.
Ew, it sounds like cottage and fat together.
Fat cottage. It's fattage.
Ew. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up
oh
everywhere.
Oh, my God, really? See, are we videoing this? This is proof that she hates fat people.
I'm thinking about...
Not only that, she hates fat people that eat cottage cheese.
I hate that word. Oh, I hate it.
Cottage.
It's like
getting nauseous.
You know what word started triggering me lately? Paleo. I fucking hate that word.
Really?
That's a weird word.
Fucking hate that word. I just want to punch a baby.
Paleo.
Yeah.
It's like a fad word. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I got to hear my girlfriend talk about her girlfriend who's on a paleo diet. She says like 20 times in a sentence and I'm just like, stop saying paleo. Like, it just,
you're on a diet, a caveman diet. Just call it the caveman diet.
Don't have to call it anything. I get the point.
Yeah, the diet.
You could have just said it once. We would have been cool. Now I hate the word paleo.
That's weird.
It just bothers me now. Now I just want to bash someone's skull in when I hear that word.
I think you just hate when your girlfriend talks.
That's not true. That's not true. I like when she talks. Sometimes she talks a little too fast. And I have to slow her down. It's hard putting the brakes on someone that talks that fast. It's like, slow down. It's
like, do you like when people use America?
America?
Because I hate that.
Like our old
like
president?
George W.
America.
America.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's fuzzy math, America.
It's fuzzy math.
I don't know what that means.
America.
George Bush just said some insane shit when he was
George
president.
George W. is like the fucking dumbest president we've ever
he
had.
He said this dumbest shit when he was president. I love it.
Fool me once, shame on me, you. Fool me twice. We won't get fooled again.
Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You know the Who probably was like, this fucking idiot.
He may have been dumb, but who was more fun to listen to as a president?
Bill Clinton.
I was going to say, I actually enjoyed Bill Clinton and George W. Bill Clinton, the way he talked, he could convince me of anything.
Yes.
Like I was actually going around thinking after his whole trial, his hearing, that oral sex wasn't cheating. And I was trying to have this debate with the girl that I was with at the time. Like,
you're like, but Bill had said.
Like, it's not. It's our president.
Like, it's obviously not cheating. It's like jerking off with some girl's mouth.
What?
What cheating?
That sounds like you're in a dark peep show. Like,
it's like rape.
Oh my God, I've got it disgusted right now. No, but like he really convinced you the way he talks. He's just like,
fucking right.
It's not cheating. You know, like you don't talk about.
Define the word is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Just you're like, winning.
And he always
and
had
you're
that.
Like, touche.
He always had that, like right before he answered when he was like, because he was being clever, he was always like, he had that like one squinty eye. Like, you know, something golden was coming
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
And what's ironic is that George W. had that same look when he was just about to say something. I'm stupid. Right. He was just like,
too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
And you're like, what?
That's a fucking president.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I swear to God, that might be your father. Your real dad. Forget Gary Busey. You might be a Bush. You could be entitled to lots of wealth right
Dude,
now.
Dude, I would be so wealthy.
Yeah. You'd fit right in, too.
Oh, I would. We party.
Our long-lost girl.
Let's do some coke. Oh, they're probably friends with Bill.
No, they don't like each other at all.
I don't know. Bill Clinton was in an interview on The Daily Show, and he said that him and George Bush were
still
friends.
Yeah, they're buddies now.
Yeah, that's...
They were golfing together like 2 months
ago. Yeah, I think that was for Bill Clinton's...
That
organization of charity that he has that his daughter's like the CEO of or something. I think that's what it was for. God, I miss them too. I wish we could go back in time and relive those two presidencies again.
Right.
Just because of the... Well, I don't know. Maybe
Bill,
not.
Definitely, but not
maybe
George
not.
W.
No, I don't think I can ever sit through another 9/11 again. Not no. that that's funny. It just it's fucking terrible.
That's
I don't
horrifying.
Wanna, yeah, I don't want to sit through that bullshit again.
He should take over the Daily Show.
Who? W?
Yeah, so you get oh to hear him God. Talk every week.
Could you imagine?
That'd be fucking great.
Jon Stewart would be like, fuck it, I'm doing it. I don't care.
He'd be doing intros like Missy every week.
Fuck you.
Welcome to the weekly, the nightly Daily Show.
Oh my God.
The Daily Show at night?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's take a fucking break.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding.
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
You know, we just happened to get an email the other day that from a listener, John in Pittsburgh. He said, oh my God, the Biffle episode, that was podcast gold, their first one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're popular. Your episode was popular.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, you should seriously talk to whoever's in charge of the network and pitch a Missy and Biff show.
I would actually love to hear
or
that.
Or call it Meeting of the Mindless.
Oh my God, that's phenomenal.
We'll think of our
this guy could be
our
fucking
you.
Production
or the
guy.
Mensa Hour.
No.
Menstra.
We would talk for hours, though.
I know.
Can I just say, just to back this up from earlier, that this girl actually does have a pet squirrel that comes to her door? I saw proof, and I'm kind of like blown away by it.
They're magical women, these two.
We're the dynamic duo.
We're afraid, though, with the spring coming and we see the hawks that we're like kind of baiting her, so we're trying to like get her to go away now. So
why don't you just put some camouflage on her? Maybe make like a little bush costume.
Yeah, the Blue Jays picked up. If the hawks are smarter than Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays picked up on the peanuts, so they come to the front door too. But they're assholes.
The hawks.
I hate Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Oh, the Blue Jays.
I'm just saying the Blue Jays.
Talking about the baseball team. They're coming over your house for peanuts.
I don't watch baseball. I don't know anything.
I don't
about
watch
that.
Baseball.
All right, Lois.
I hate Blue Jays.
Maybe
so I
like fat guys. It's like, it sounded like Lois when you did it.
Oh, I thought you said I sounded like
No, he did when he said it.
He was trying to sound like you, and he sounded like
Lois.
Like,
I sound like Lois
maybe
from Family
like
Guy.
Maybe I like
maybe
fat
guys.
See, she sounds like Lois.
No, she doesn't. I don't think so.
We talked about Husky earlier.
Husky voices?
Yeah, like fucking Kathleen Turner.
That's not a Husky voice. That's a man's voice.
Someone said, well, they say I look like Tara Reid, and because I sound like her, too. So because I sound like her, they think I look like her.
Oh my God, we were actually at the movies once.
So it's association
once.
By
oh, yeah,
voice.
I remember that.
We were at the movies once, right. And this guy like ran up and he's like, oh my God, I thought you were Tara Reid. I was going to fucking talk to you and all this shit. We were like, what? And then she started talking. He's like, oh my God, you sound like her.
Was it just used to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Were you high on acid?
No.
What I was going to say was he like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rub you on your date, but.
No, he was like a gay guy.
He was a what?
He was like a gay guy, I feel.
That's not nice.
Yeah, he was definitely.
Why?
No, I'm just
he was just very flamboyant about it. He was, oh my God.
Oh, you're stereotyping him now?
Oh, shut the fuck
up. Was he fat?
He was not fat. Most gay men aren't.
He was fay.
Dick.
He was gay. All right. I want to play a little game.
I'm excited for this game.
I'm nervous.
You should be. You shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. I'm going to ask you guys trivia questions.
Okay, about what?
Just random stuff.
Ooh, exciting.
And they're...
Do we get multiple choice, or do we have to just say the answer?
I would say no. Just try to guess it. Okay. I can't give you multiple choice. I don't really have that option.
Let's
so
do it.
I'd have to, like, make
Do you know
up.
The answers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Who All goes right. first? Do you want me to flip a coin? I have a penny right here.
Oh, wait. Are you going to ask the same the question?
Well, this is what I was going to say. If the first person gets it wrong, the other person has a chance to answer
first?
It. It's totally up to you guys, whichever one you
I
want.
I don't
want
to be Tails. Neither do you.
Does anybody have like a,
neither of us want to be Tails.
Does anybody have a piece of paper?
Look. Here.
Is this important?
No. Oh, I don't know.
Is that important? Bless you.
No, I can print another one out. Go ahead.
I just need to write who's got. There's change
no,
up here.
Not. We don't want to either
paper.
Of us want to be
changed. There's change up here anyway.
You guys are fucking retarded.
No, we're not doing it that way.
Fuck.
Because Tails is bad luck.
Tails is bad luck.
We don't it need is? More of that.
I don't even pick yeah. up money in my own house if it's on Tails.
Neither.
Huh? Why?
Because Tails is bad luck.
Because Tails is bad luck.
Oh, okay.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
Fuck. It is. God damn it, it is.
Just pick stupid one woman. Of us.
Yeah, just pick a random.
We can do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. All right. Okay.
I'm liking this better than the game.
Yeah. All right.
Missy crushed my scissors. Okay. So.
Rock, beat, scissors.
Rock, You're beat, dumb. Scissors.
All right, Missy.
All right.
What is the new color called when you make a hue light? I didn't really want to ask this question, but I wanted to test the waters.
I have fucking no idea.
Okay. We're going to throw this out. That was a test question.
Okay.
It's tint.
Oh.
Okay.
But yeah. Semantics.
Yeah. Well, wait till this game is over and I tell you what questions these are.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
We use thermometers to figure out what?
Temperature.
I will give you that.
Thank
Ding!
You.
Ding!
All right. Biffle.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to give you this one either. It's kind of like the first question. What is the proper abbreviation for the word department?
DEPT, period.
Correct.
Yay!
Yeah, look at that.
All right. Missy.
What's up?
In astronomy, what star is closest to Earth?
The sun.
Correct.
Yeah, bitch.
Whoa.
What? I know.
I like her fire right now.
Like to set her on fire.
Fuck you.
All right. Biffle. In what part of the Earth's atmosphere would you find the ozone layer?
Atmosphere?
Can I answer this if she gets it wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Calm down.
If she gets it wrong, shut the fuck up until then.
No.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think I do, but I don't.
Guess it.
Do it. Say it.
No, I don't.
Guess.
If you have a guess, guess it because you may be right.
You may be. I'm not 100% knowing.
No, I want Missy to answer it.
No. No. Do you have a guess?
No, I don't, but I think I know the answer in my head. I just...
You don't want to sound stupid by saying
no,
it.
No, you won't be stupid. You can just
you
say
won't be stupid.
No, I don't know what I'm going to say.
I'm confused by your logic.
Yeah, it's on the tip of her tongue.
Okay, well, pull it off there. Throw it out there.
No, I don't. I don't know it.
All right, Missy?
Stratosphere.
That's correct.
Damn, miss.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that. It wasn't on the tip of my tongue.
I know that because of you, Fob.
Thank you. All right. Now, here's the. Since she stole it, do I ask Biffle now? That's the only thing I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, it's Missy's turn.
It's my turn.
Okay.
She's on fire.
We're making up the rules here, bitch. Keep your mouth shut.
Okay. Missy, which of the following words means belonging to them?
Okay.
And it said following, and it didn't give me fucking multiple choice.
That's a definition.
Okay. What word means belonging to them?
Okay.
That's the question.
What word means belonging to them?
I think
I think you're gonna get it.
Well, you either say something or pass
belonging to them.
Yeah.
I'm not good at English.
No shit.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Good job picking technology.
I do want to at least try and guess.
Yeah,
something.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Belonging to them. Theirs.
What?
Theirs?
Spell that.
T H E I R S.
I'll give it to you. It's there.
Fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Thirst.
Well, the way you say it was like thir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there. Not my friend.
Right there. All right, Nelly.
Spell it.
Chingy.
You said spell it. It is Chingy.
It is Chingy, my bad.
Chinky.
It's Chinky. Like people say Monday instead of Monday.
Yeah.
That is gross.
All right, Biffle.
Yes.
What are the bones in your head called?
Cranial? Skull.
Yes.
Skulls forever.
Did I?
All right.
Was I kind of right?
It was skull. There was no cranium.
Cranium,
but see, that's the thing.
That's
a detailed bone. I think that's a detailed actual bone of the skull. But anyway, you're a reader, so I can ask you this question.
Bang.
Who is the author of Black Beauty? If you get this, I'll be shocked.
Bernard Shaw. All right, who is it?
Do you have a?
No, I don't know that.
Anna Sewell.
I never would have guessed that. I just guessed Bernard.
Is Black Beauty about the horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
The black motherfucker.
Okay. During the water cycle, most of the Earth's water evaporates from what large heated landmass?
Who are you asking?
Me? You.
Restate the question, please.
I'm like, what? What the fuck did you just say?
I'm kind of shocked by the answer. All right. During the water cycle, most of the Earth's water evaporates from what large heated landmass? Okay.
Antarctica?
No. But I love the gold that's coming out of you. Just say it inside the microphone. And stuff.
Antarctica.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Equator.
That is not real.
Is it a place? Like Antarctica?
Is
that's
Earth?
A place.
Like Africa? Like-
All right. Slow down. You guys are throwing way too much funk.
Oh, my God.
The question was, during the water cycle, most of the Earth's water.
The ocean.
Clouds.
Fuck. Yeah, that was it. The ocean.
It was ocean?
Yeah.
You said landmass.
I know. That's why I was like, what?
That is a bullshit question.
But if you think about it, though, the
ocean. Global warming. That's what got me on Antarctica.
Yeah, equator, global warming, fucking
equator.
Yeah.
South Pole.
What do you call it? The ocean technically sits on land.
Touche.
Well, no. I'm not like throwing that at you. Like, okay. All right.
That's weird.
That is weird. All right.
Call bullshit on that question.
All right, Missy. Who was a woman's rights leader who was arrested for voting?
Ooh. You
should know this since you're a feminist.
I am a feminist.
And half black.
You are. Why is she black?
I don't know.
No.
I'm all ethnicity.
She's not, but stop giving hints.
I don't know, but I'm going to guess. And I know I'm probably going to be wrong. Gloria Steinem.
You're an idiot. Play it again.
No. Who is it, though? Oh, no. You should, never mind.
I was just going to say Rosa Parks.
She couldn't even sit on a bus. You think they'd let her vote?
Are you serious? She couldn't even vote for her seat.
I know, right? I know. That's
Who is it?
Susan B. Anthony.
Wow.
That's why they make that coin. Got it.
That's exactly why.
I thought she fucking saved the flag, yo.
She no, what?
That's Betsy Ross.
Oh.
Isn't it? It's Betsy Ross.
It is Betsy Ross.
That's why they
took a while, but it's finally here.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I did. I thought she said the flag. Fuck, I'm stupid.
You're an idiot.
Well, now I know for future.
So who's on Sacagawean? Who's that?
She's an Indian. She wasn't around during the voting era.
Yeah.
They didn't get to vote either to keep their lives.
She was like Pocahontas' sister.
You're such a fucking weirdo. It's not even funny. You hear one other Indian girl's name and you automatically make them relatives?
No, man. That's true.
No, it isn't. We're not sisters. Yeah, you know, Cleopatra's cousin. Fucking idiot.
Let's get these questions moving.
All right. All right, Missy. Wait, who am I asking?
Yeah,
where's the Susan?
I'm asking you.
Yeah,
okay.
Ask him.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, I'll ask you this. What does the French word quatre vingts mean?
Four something.
That is not an acceptable answer.
Say the second word, please, again.
Vinks. V-I-N-G-T-S. I can't say it right. It's probably
Vignon.
It sounds like a V. Is it, what's a vignette?
What is a vignette?
Isn't it like when the fade, it's like a fade or like a fade? I only know it in like art terms, I feel.
But I love this game.
I love this game. Can you spell that word again?
V-I-N-G-T-S.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Like it's fucking spelling
bee. One of my favorite actors is Vince Rames. Is that acceptable, Chris?
I like it.
I'm counting in French.
Oh, go ahead. No, if you know it, please do.
I don't, because quattro?
Quatre
means four.
Yeah, but it means four, but not in French.
It's quattro. It's got a slash in between the two words. Like it's quatre vinks. Vings.
I give up. Missy's turn.
Missy?
Turbocharge.
You were close. It's crazy.
Fuck. Turbo's part of it.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's 80, you fucking idiot. It's the number 80.
It's 80? I didn't ask me another question.
She was so excited.
She thought she had it.
I was so excited.
I think my heart just stopped.
I've never been that excited in my life. Ask me more, though.
So if we don't either of us get it, it's null and void.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I feel like if you're going to ask us a language question, you should be able to pronounce the words.
Whoa.
You know
Touché.
What? She's sassy. You know what? She's got a point. Next time something comes up in Italian, that's the only one I'm going to ask.
All right, do that.
If nothing else comes up, then I won't ask.
Do you say mozzarella?
No. Mozzarella. Yeah, I'm not.
You don't play with food.
I'm not Sicilian.
Say calamad?
No, okay. I'm not Sicilian.
He's just scared to fuck up his order and bring up something else.
Okay, yeah. Sidebar, sorry.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
All right, Missy. What type of rock has a name that comes from the Latin word for fire?
Flint.
No.
Fuck.
That was a fun trip.
Yeah, right?
Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm like, what? Where's a Flint, Michigan? Do you want me to read it again?
It's a rock that means fire.
What? Here. What type?
Fire rock.
What type of rock has a name that comes from the Latin word for fire? And yes, I can pronounce
this. Quartz.
No. It is igneous.
Oh, jeez. Whatevs.
Okay. All right, fine.
Stop being igneous.
All right, Biffle. How many? This is an easy one. How many vowels are in the word beautify?
Beautify. I mean,
I mean, really.
Wait, I got to do it too.
Don't look at it. Oh, I thought you had your phone in your hand. I was about to throw something at you. Don't say it, Missy, because you know you like to just
I do.
Blurt shit out.
Vowels. You're throwing me off.
Vowels.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Four?
Correct.
Why doesn't count? Only sometimes?
I almost counted it.
Yeah. Only sometimes, why?
Just as an update, the game is tied now.
Woo!
Four all.
Whoa.
Are we halfway through or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is getting fun.
I got to Annie up.
Yeah, Annie up.
Yeah.
Where are these questions coming from, by the way? Is it special?
He's going to
tell
us.
Tell you after.
Oh, okay. It's probably like third grade. Yeah.
All right, Missy. What do we call the currency of Australia?
Money?
The currency. That's currency is another word for money.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
No.
Joey Ducats.
What is that?
Joey, because of the fucking
kangaroos.
Yeah.
And Ducats. Listen, I got nothing.
All right.
She's got Down syndrome.
Biffle, would you like to steal for the lead?
Is it a euro?
That is incorrect.
You know, because Australia's not in Europe.
Oh, Australia?
Isn't that where
I thought he said Austria.
Australia.
Oh.
Okay,
I thought he said Austria.
No, Australia. Go ahead.
Oh, Australia. I should know this.
Joey Ducats.
I thought you said Austria.
Pouch change.
Dumb and dumber. Austria. Well, good day, mate.
Pouch purse.
I don't know.
No shrimps on the Barbie. I'm watching you as you're saying that line. You don't know?
No, I don't know.
You want to take a wild guess of any currency?
Guess something.
Besides euro, even though that was funny.
Do they have the same as England?
I can't tell you.
What is that, a pound?
Can't tell you.
A pound.
You're going with a pound.
Yeah, I have to.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
It's a dollar.
Fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Trick ass question. That's America.
America.
I just thought maybe it was a pound because weren't all the slaves or all the criminals sent to Australia for me?
Criminals don't buy shit.
What? But that's what I thought. It was like the jail for the English.
Pounds were?
No, the people were, and they brought them with them. That was my rationale behind pounds.
I like it.
Or pounds.
All right, Missy.
What up? Oh, my ears hurt.
How many syllables are in the word enemy?
Three.
Correct. Missy has five. All right, Biffle. In 1976, what country made the first soft landing on Mars?
America. USA.
No.
Yes. Correct. America.
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 No, it's with
America.
Yeah, God, it's the worst thing ever.
She does. She hates it more than anything.
It's like one of those fad words. It's almost like paleo. That's why it came up. Right?
You had to say the word, didn't you? All right.
Paleo.
Don't make it European. Missy.
What's up?
When only a portion of the moon crosses the Earth's shadow, what is that kind of eclipse called?
Solar?
No.
Fuck.
Lunar?
Fuck.
No.
No?
Red blood.
No, blue blood.
Wait a minute. So say it again.
Okay. When only a portion of the moon crosses the Earth's shadow, what kind of eclipse is this called?
Partial eclipse.
That is correct, but I can't give it to you.
I didn't get, like he said, part of
no
the...
excuses, don't cheat.
No, I'm not asking for a point. Okay. I wanted to know the answer.
You said
but
it.
But I had to listen.
She was right, it's partial. Stop guessing stupid shit.
I jumped the gun, but anyway.
All right. If you need me to read the question again for you, I will. So just ask. All right, who am I asking now?
Kim.
I don't even know how to pronounce that, so I'm not going to ask it to you.
Move on.
All right. What is the abbreviation in the following sentence? Gov Jones signed the education bill.
Oh, come on.
That's stupid.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I didn't even understand what you said.
All right, good.
No, I just tell her again. You'll get it. It's so easy.
Gov Jones. What's the abbreviation in that sentence I just read? Gov Jones.
Government?
No, it's Gov is the actual abbreviation. I'm not asking that. It's terrible.
It is a bad question.
And something you'd rather read rather than hear.
And it was governor.
Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the answer.
Oh, Governor Jones? Like it's a salutation? Was that a salutation? What is?
What the fuck is abbreviation?
I don't know, but what
Gov was the abbreviated word.
But what is the beginning? That's called a salutation, isn't it?
Salutation is like hello. That's a salutation.
Greetings and salutations.
Oh, what is it called? Like when you're filling out a form and they ask if you're a Miss or Mrs.
Your initial or something.
No, it's stupid.
You know what I'm talking about.
Like, I know what you're saying.
I just don't know what it's called.
It's a prefix.
No.
No.
Yeah, your suffix. It's like a suffix and a prefix.
No. Suffix no. In this
house. Oh, your suffix is if you have like a third at the end.
So it's a prefix.
Right?
It's a prefix.
This is why they should have their own show right here.
What was it called? Minds of the Meaningless?
It's a preface.
No. Prefix.
Meaning of the Mindless?
The Mindless.
What's your prefix?
Yeah, what's your prefix?
That's the name of the show.
What's your prefix? Oh, dying in here. It's like Auschwitz in here.
What is it then? What is it then?
Anyway.
I don't even know what it was. Gov. It was just Gov.
All right.
Gov is short for governor.
That's weird.
Okay, but we're throwing that out. Biffle, this is your question.
He's so mad.
What is a suffix?
The Norse god Thor often defeated giants with what kind of weapon?
Thor?
Yes, Thor.
I don't know, but I'm going to say a trident.
Can I guess?
No, but that's a good guess.
Can I guess?
Yes.
A lightning bolt.
No, you're both wrong. It's a hammer.
Fuck.
Oh,
fucking hammerhead.
I suck. Ask me a question.
All right, Missy. What U.S. state lies the farthest east?
Maine?
No.
U.S. state?
Yes. What U.S. state lies the farthest east?
Florida.
No.
Is it New Jersey?
No, it's Illinois.
What?
Wait, U.S. state?
That's a Conti question.
Wait a minute. Illinois...
Yes. She's giving me mask face.
State that question one more time.
What U.S. state lies the furthest east? Farthest east.
Who's clicking a pen?
Me.
Stop.
Anyway, that's great, but I would like to know the rationale behind that because I still can't.
Yeah, because Illinois is in the middle of America.
That's what's here, and these are the... I can't even... I don't want to ruin it.
Lies and blasphemy.
It doesn't make sense to me, personally.
It's not real, that's why.
Unless it's in reference to something that maybe there was a diagram.
Of,
maybe that's
like,
what it was.
Or maybe from where this school
yeah,
all was.
Right. Let me throw that out because I just don't understand
another
it.
One.
It makes zero sense.
I thought that maybe because Maine, I would have said Maine.
I would have said Maine.
Did, but then I was thinking maybe Florida sticks out a little bit more.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I don't know.
All right. Who was that question to? That was to you originally?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. Missy, what is 25 times 76?
Fuck my life. Seriously?
Hey, that's the next question on the fucking list.
17,737.
I will give you a hint. It's not that ridiculously high.
27,000.
Do the damn math.
I can't do math in my head. 25 times 73.
25 times 76. She's going to have a stroke.
14,720.
That is incorrect and stupid.
I feel like it's 2,000 something.
So close.
2,000.
Just get a guess.
No, I need to do it in my head.
I hate math. Everything got blurry.
So 25 times 4 is 100. And 100 times 76 is 7,600. 7,600 divided by 4, because 4, 25 goes into 100.
You're
four
like
times.
Showing your work.
So 4 goes into 7. Wait a minute.
Extra credit for being wrong.
Wait. 4 goes into 7.
No,
how
wait
many
a minute.
Times?
70.
1.5.
No, 4 goes into 7, 1. So it's 1,000. Okay. 4. 7 minus 4 is 3.
Shh.
Carry down the.
I'm muted.
All right,
keep going.
Everything
time is up, sir.
Keep going.
1,000. Oh, man.
You were doing really good.
I know, and then I got thrown off. So, 4, I need to know how many times 4 goes in 7 goes in 1. So, then there's 3, and then carry the 6 down, 36, 4 goes in the 36.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Come on, you got this.
You're right there.
You got this.
4 goes in the 36. What times 4 is 24. Oh, God. 9 times 4, that's not right. Oh, God.
Either that or your math is wrong.
I'm really bad at math. It's not my strength.
Well, you're
at all.
You're half. I mean, you're almost there. You really are so fucking close. You're actually doing the math right. You just don't know the answer.
I need to know.
She's doing the problem correct. She just doesn't know what
my
4
brain
times.
No, there's an easier way to do this.
I know,
but I don't. Yeah. My brain doesn't work around math. I like was really bad in math.
So was I, right. But I get your.
What's 25 times 7? I'll help you out.
No, stop for a minute. 25 mm-hmm. times 7 is.
Well, first, one, give an answer first.
It's 175.
Okay. So 25 times 70, add a zero to that.
25 yeah. times 70?
Yeah, just add a zero to your last answer.
So 17. What did I say before?
You said 175.
Oh, 175. Oh, shit. So 1750.
Okay.
So 1750.
Okay, now there's. Times 25 by 6.
1900.
Boom.
Yeah, but I can't give it to her. She was supposed to give me an answer. You...
Dude, we would have been here till fucking Saturday waiting for an answer.
All right, whatever.
But that was good work out of you. I just went blank. And
she almost had. She did almost have it. She just didn't know what 4 times 9 was. She actually would have got the answer.
She should get a half a point for that.
I can't.
Are we doing halves now?
I can't do a half point.
I'm really bad at math, but I was trying.
You're
I feel
on
like
your way.
I
no, I'm
math.
Really bad at math.
All right, Piffle, this is your
shit
question
was weird
anyway.
In my mind.
Which units would you use to measure the distance from the Earth to the Moon?
Which
units to measure the distance?
Miles.
Ooh.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Damn.
There's lots of them.
What?
Lots of miles.
I wouldn't know. I guess I could have said kilometers, but that would have been the same answer.
I would have used light years.
You're a retard. All right, Missy.
So,
in what units would you measure a pencil?
Inches?
The car horn agrees. That's correct. All right, we're still fucking tied. It's 6 apiece. What the fuck? Wow. Okay. Yeah, we're not doing that one. Okay, here we go. Who am I asking? You? Biffle. How many nouns are in the following sentence? The rabbit ran to the cafeteria and ate a big salad.
3?
It's probably at your house. This is probably happening at your house. That is correct.
She has a rabbit.
That didn't help her with the answer.
I know. But I was just like,
there's an adjective in there, too.
Okay, Missy. You're going to love
all
me
right,
for
Shakespeare.
This.
So,
what is the decimal equivalent of 4 over 8?
Oh, what?
You're an
Why?
Idiot.
Oh, my God.
The decimal equivalent, 0.50.
Well,
0.5.
Yes.
I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
No.
Hey, Matt.
My God, you really do.
I hate it. Ugh.
Okay. Biffle.
My heart's racing.
The wearing away of land by wind or water is known as what?
Erosion?
That is correct.
Science, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you, science.
Fuck you, science.
Okay, these must have had pictures because they're asking me which of these has this.
Maybe that's what the Illinois thing was
that's
about.
That's probably what it was, yeah.
Fuck that Illinois thing. Lies.
As far as it's east.
Okay. Like, degrees are measurement of what?
Temperature.
No.
What?
Angles?
That's correct.
Fuck, it was math related.
Well, I would have said temperature too.
Yeah.
But when you said wrong, then I knew that it was degrees.
Yeah, exactly. Or that was angle. A trick question.
Take it easy over there. What the hell's the matter with you?
It was a trick question.
Why was it a trick question?
Because you didn't say what it was in reference to. Degrees is measured by temperature as well as John.
What do you mean reference to?
You didn't say like this is science.
Measure.
This is math.
It's
degrees. Temperature is measured in Celsius and Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
What the fuck is wrong
but
with it?
But Celsius and Fahrenheit are degrees.
You didn't specify to John.
Yeah, apparently.
Goddamn, not. Just give me another question.
Is it to you?
No, it's
no,
her
it's
turn.
Second.
Then why are you yelling at me?
Because I wanted to get faster to me. Because
you're going to lose.
I don't want to lose.
Yeah, she's a sore loser. You guys remember that?
Good. I hope. I want to see.
All right,
see
Biffle.
Oh, I'll be like 2 seconds from walking out.
Okay. Who, cool. Biffle, who owns Curious George? In the book. I mean, if you get this, you pretty much won. Cause...
The sad thing is I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't. I mean, a person does.
Hold on.
I pass.
Missy?
The man in the yellow hat.
That is correct. All right.
But I don't know.
Biffle
that.
Has 9. You have 8.
Oh, I lost.
No, hold
Wait,
on.
Wait, is this...
We're dying? Gonna go to 10.
Yeah, right. First person.
First person to 10.
Oh, we're not gonna have a lightning round.
She's like, I only wish a bolt of lightning would hit this room. All right, Missy, what is the Spanish word for mouth?
Fuck you.
No, thank you, but that is also not an acceptable answer.
I have to guess, but I don't know.
I think I actually know this one.
You do.
We do?
Yeah, because it's just like an Italian thing.
Guapo.
What? What'd you say?
Guapo. That I'm is, standing by
That is El incorrect, guapo. And it is...
And she's going to know it.
Fucking
know
fucking
it.
Mine.
Dumb as shit.
No.
Guapo. I just know what the Spanish people at an old restaurant job used to call me.
What? Maybe it's the right word.
Chocha.
Puta.
Tetas.
Yeah, that and
Puta means cunt.
Gringa.
Yeah, and a gringa. But that's all I know. Como esta?
No, that's not it either.
That's how you do it.
It's boca.
Boca. Caíte la boca.
Shut your guapo.
So I'm going.
Shut your guapo.
All right.
So
boca.
So he's still saying nobody gains a point.
But it's over.
Oh, God. No, there's
no,
one
it's
more.
Not.
There's one more question. Either. If she gets it, she wins. If she can't get it and you get it, it's a tie, and then there's one sudden death question.
Okay, cool.
All right. You ready?
There's hope.
Yeah.
What makes up a constellation?
Fuck you.
It's the next question on the list.
You want me to say something?
No, you
don't fucking
it.
Cover for her.
You can say it.
I don't want her to walk out.
She's not going to. You're not going to walk.
She can't be that fucking.
I've been under more dire circumstances and haven't worked out.
Stars.
That is correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
Here's the bonus question.
Cool.
I'll give
that
this
means
to
nothing.
you.
I'm like
how
2 seconds.
How do you, say thank you in German?
I know. Fuck you. Why is this a bonus for me?
No. Fucking... This would have been. You lost.
Oh.
Relax. You're a loser.
It was close.
Well, how do you say goodbye?
How do you say thank you?
Hail Hitler.
You know what? Probably between the years of 1935 and 44, you're probably right.
What the fuck?
Hey, Hila! Now, do you know what it is?
It's Danke.
That is correct.
Danke schön for thank you very much.
And that is also, what's his name song?
Yeah.
Danke Shane.
Yeah.
It's not Shane, though.
I know, but he says it.
Danke Shane. So stupid.
What's his name?
So
Julian Grendel. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I just remember the
I don't remember your name.
I can't believe I remember that.
Thank you.
You're fired, Julie.
Multi-pass.
All right. That was, by the way, these
I
questions
lost.
Are.
Wayne Newton.
Fuck. Wayne Newton. These questions are actually from the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
What?
Yeah. I know it.
What about this Illinois thing?
I think that was probably a diagram of a certain amount of states, and you had to guess which one was the furthest east. If you, like, they're not labeled. Wow. You know what I mean? Imagine that. That's probably most likely what it was.
So is it Maine?
Well, out of the
actually, I've Googled it. I've been looking for this since you asked that question. It's actually Alaska,
the furthest east
and west and north.
So the sun.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the sun.
Wait, let her finish. Yeah. Why is Missy allowed to elaborate? She's not. She's never here.
Yeah, but the sun rises in the east and falls in the west. So
it falls.
Does it?
I'm dying.
Is that wrong?
No,
but
you're right.
So if it's farthest east, so then does Alaska get the same sun we do? They don't. They're Pacific time.
I don't know.
Right, so they get a different sun.
They get it later. Or do they get it on a different coast?
But sometimes during the year they don't get it at all.
Maybe.
And sometimes they
problem.
Get it all the time.
They're too far east. That's why.
Dun, dun, dun.
It all makes sense now.
I still don't get it, but.
I get
it.
Is
it really Alaska?
Yeah, it's a longitude thing. One of the islands off of Alaska falls on the
other
side.
I'm telling you, that question that I asked about Illinois had to have been a diagram of X amount of states in like the center, and you had to pick which one was the furthest east. So imagine a bunch of states, and they're not labeled. You basically have to know geography to know what the answer was. Mm-hmm. So that was my mistake asking that question. I'm sorry. I forgot you were coming. I pulled these up while we were here in the beginning of the show. I did the best that I could. Fuck everybody. But yeah, these are from
– you should have just opened Trivia Crack.
Well,
we did that before.
Yeah, we did that before.
Too many seconds. Too little seconds.
No, I don't remember how it went, actually. It was pretty fast.
It was going really fast.
Yeah. I mean, if one person didn't know it, somebody else knew it. So yeah, anyway, those are you smarter than a fifth grade questions? Ta-da. It's amazing what fifth graders have to learn nowadays compared to back in the day.
But they don't have to learn cursive anymore.
They don't?
No.
How come?
Because it's not required because we type our lives
away. Because it's almost obsolete.
It's amazing.
Absolutely art is amazing. Dying.
Basically.
Makes me sad.
There's another thing I just heard they don't have to learn. I thought it was like asinine. I can't remember.
They also learn math a different way now too. That's even more complicated than it was before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Spanish is like required. Shit's real. Scary.
Yeah, but they're all probably being taught on an iPad and not by real people.
That's true.
And
Rosetta Stone's teaching.
Well, it's like when you go, where'd I go yesterday? Chili's. And you pretty much don't need a waitress anymore because...
They have the little things on the table,
so
yeah.
Stupid.
It is stupid.
So stupid. It's good maybe when you're wasted and want to drink fast.
Give me another drink. All right, since we're not fortunate enough to have... two women on at once, so I figured we'd gear this towards the female side, since it's always us four guys always talking. Thank you, Marco. this basically is like, I don't know if this is a bullshit article, but you guys are going to tell me if this is, because this is one of those articles about, you know, women stuff. It's about dating. Basically, this is problems only women understand in dating. And I need you guys to say, you know, agreeing or if it's bullshit or if you have your own spin on it or whatever.
Word.
So I'm just going to tell you each one.
All right, bring it.
All right. When he tells you he just got out of a relationship. Yeah, we were together 5 years. We broke up last week. It's still pretty fresh. Oh, it is? Then I'm super glad you agreed to have dinner with me without selling me the previous whatever. What the fuck does that mean? The previous whatever?
Is this a scenario?
This is like a dating problems that only women understand. I don't know what this means, so okay. I need to know if this is horseshit. So far, it sounds like it. It figures you can't just go with the opening title. You got to ramble on and lose interest.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
Basically, I don't know what the fuck this is supposed to mean.
Run from that.
Yeah.
As fast
when
as
he tells
can.
You he just got out of a relationship. Is that something you guys...
Yeah, because you're a rebound.
You're a rebound. Yeah, run. Unless you want to just get banged.
Okay, that's a...
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Or unless it's like a crush that you had.
What's that?
Unless it's like a crush that you had and okay. you're like, score.
Then you capitalize on the vulnerability.
Okay.
Which has happened.
Wow.
Whoa.
I like this. This mm-hmm. is good.
This is like
interesting. You guys are like a fucking tag team. You finish each other's sentences, take over the vulnerable or whatever you said, and then she just fucking went right and finished her sentence. I'm like, you guys are like Siamese twins.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah, right?
Share a brain.
All right, the next one. When he wants to hang out instead of go out.
Sex.
Okay. I didn't know this was word association.
No, thank you.
But explain it to, let's say,
he just, if he wants,
explain it to stupid men.
He wants to just bang you. He's okay. supposed to have sex with you. He doesn't want to take you anywhere.
Okay.
He just wants to have sex with you okay. and then tell you to leave.
Probably. Oh, I didn't say all that.
Well, I mean, I look at it.
It depends on who it is. If it's a guy that you're, if I'm like one of the guys that I'm dating, if they were like, nah, I don't really feel like I'm going out tonight, come over my house and hang out, I would be like, nope.
Of course, slut bitch.
Unless it was somebody I really liked, and then I would be like, fucking maybe, yeah.
And what was, you said you disagree.
I mean, I would rather hang out than go out, but that's just a personality trait. But what if it's,
but this is like a dating thing, so imagine that you're interested in a guy. And he never wants to go out. He wants to
like,
hang out.
Like, is this like a first, like, date? Like,
no, it's just hard. In general. It's just, you know, if a guy never wants to take you out, he just wants to hang out.
Oh, if he
out.
Never wants to take me out, yeah, then,
boo.
Yeah.
Boo to him.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's terrible. He's broke maybe ass. He's,
that or he's embarrassed by you.
Like, if I wanted to
no,
go out.
Never embarrassed,
if I suggested going out, like, hey, I want to go out to dinner, and then he knows, no, no, let's just hang out, then, yeah, he's a jerk.
Okay. He's a jerk, and he's boring.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's cheap, probably has no money, and can't, yeah. like...
And if he does have money, he's stingy.
And he has no interest in making you happy.
Did it ever occur... Now, this doesn't apply to you girls, but okay. did it ever occur that maybe he's just... He doesn't want to take you out in public because maybe he's doing somebody else? Doesn't want them to find out?
No, yeah. I would never think that.
But you know that is a possibility, right?
Absolutely.
Or he could be embarrassed.
It would depend on, like, the conditions around it.
Right. But I'm saying that is a possibility,
I mean,
right?
I could, yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Okay. I was just asking. It's a curiosity thing.
Okay.
All right. The next one. When you, the woman, are like, is he going to hold the door? I don't care if he does or not, but now this is awkward. So you go ahead of him because maybe he is holding it. So you don't know if he's actually opening the door for you or if you just sneak out in front because you don't think he's going to hold the door for you.
Kim, you talk first.
I'm still puzzled by like what you're at. Like what
so
is?
I'm puzzled by what I'm reading because a woman wrote this.
All right, I know what he's saying. Figured.
So can you explain it?
So it's a weird way for her to avoid rejection.
The way this woman is writing this is almost like she's literally experiencing. So
yeah.
this is exactly what she wrote. When you're like, is he going to hold the door? I don't care if he does or not, but now this is awkward. So you go ahead of him because maybe he is holding it, but oh, no, you go. No, I wasn't expecting. I just, wait. Oh, should I go
awkward,
now?
Awkward, like.
Yeah.
Awkward
he
turtle.
Wasn't holding the door, essentially. For
I guess
girl,
not.
Is what it comes down to. And
I can't believe these are dating problems.
Yeah, this is fucking
this
ridiculous.
This sounds so minute.
Like, oh, yeah. That's why men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Because
this but is the shit we care about.
Anyway, talking about the door opening, I think it's gentlemanlike. I personally
yeah,
like
the chivalry
it,
of it.
I don't necessarily.
I don't
I guess,
know if it's,
again, it depends on the person. If you just kind of know it, that's whatever.
I don't know if it's chivalry more than just fucking common courtesy.
Yeah.
I mean, I hold the door open for strangers.
Right.
It's ridiculous to not hold the door.
I do, too. I personally like somebody who, like, has that conscious thought to want to open the door for somebody.
Okay.
You.
Makes sense.
You? Feel the same? Or
I have a weird perspective on it.
But I'd like to hear it.
I can open my own door. I usually walk ahead of
everyone.
Here we go. Listen, I'm going to
let her finish.
Yeah. I usually walk ahead of everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm usually always walking fast. It's mm-hmm. just my thing. So I usually
trying to be the leader of the pack.
No, mentality. I always feel like I'm rushing.
Right.
But if a guy did do it, I would think it was cute. But if he didn't do it, I wouldn't hold it against him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for you, it's different.
Yeah, it's different. It's a little different.
All right. What about when you find out he's super sexist?
Peace.
Yeah, done.
Peace.
Super done.
I've actually had a kind of sort of situation like
really?
That. Yeah.
Please.
Remember, I told you he kept calling me babe.
Oh, that's not sexist, though.
Oh, no, man.
Come on.
That's not sexist. That's not sexist. I mean, I think the way he was saying it was more creepy than sexist.
I think it was sexist.
I don't think babe is supposed to be sexist.
I think it's creepy. It's almost like you're in a relationship already.
Yeah. Like that. Right. That's creepy. If it's right away, it's like, I don't barely know you, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but
it's supposed to be endearing, so it's not endearing.
Right. Like, I call my girlfriend babe or baby, and she doesn't mind it
but
at
it's
all.
Your girlfriend's
exactly.
Oh, of course, if my boyfriend called me babe, I would love it, but not from a fucking guy that I barely
first date,
know.
Right?
I think it's more demeaning. Like,
it's very demeaning.
You think
actually.
So?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So why isn't it demeaning?
It's like a girl who calls you sweetheart. All right, sweetheart, and you're like an.
I don't
like,
find
okay,
that.
Okay, asshole.
I don't find that. I don't find that demeaning
find
at
it.
All.
Nope.
It is.
She calls me sweetheart, honey, babe.
No, because you're dating. You're dating.
I'm talking about if a girl I don't know. Well, I guess the context of it needs to be.
See, I don't think guys feel the same way about this.
They don't.
You guys do.
No.
If you start calling us pet names in the beginning, we already know we're in.
Yeah.
She wants my dick in and around her mouth.
I think it's hard to say because even what I just said, I retract that because, like, when I think about an older, nice lady saying it, I don't. But there's, like, some condescending tone to certain words. Babe on first date is condescending and it makes you feel
okay. But remember though, this topic apparently, according to this busy bitch, is it's just dating in general. So she doesn't
sexism
actually elaborate.
Is not,
but yeah,
no.
Any guy okay. that yeah, because then he thinks you can take advantage of him.
Because he thinks a guy that's sexist is not that open minded.
That has nothing to do with being open minded.
With my personality, I can't date somebody that's sexist.
But that's understandable. Yeah. That's legit. But not being open minded has nothing to do
to
with
me,
sexism.
It's to
yeah,
me,
to you. But I mean, if some girl is the typical stereotype girl who is dumb and
she probably loves it then.
Like,
well, you may say that, but that might not be the truth. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but sexist
be.
Guys don't think that women can, like, fend for themselves pretty much.
That's not true. That's not true. I like to think I'm sexist on some occasions. And so I think
you like a woman who likes, who should cook, clean,
no.
do your laundry kind of thing? No.
No.
Like make
I like
me a sandwich,
I like to cook.
Bitch.
Well, like
yeah.
So
make me a sandwich,
define
bitch.
Define how you're sexist.
I'm sexist because there are a lot of things that women do that I don't approve of, and I don't think they're as good as men. They're as good as than men. Like, for instance, female comics. I don't think female comics are that funny.
WNBA.
WNBA. Yeah, I think it's a really boring-ass fucking sport. So that makes me sexist on some level. But in a relationship, I don't think I really qualify as sexist. I'm actually more of the bitch than the girl.
I can see liking, like, taste. Like, I don't know.
Like, sometimes female comics, like, literally make me insane, like, crazy. Like,
yeah,
I'm
but
just
that's
like,
a weird. That's weird. Yeah.
Well, because they all bitch about the same thing. They bitch about men in the same category. And it's like, yeah, I heard this fucking 16 years ago when the first female comic was saying it. And they just regurgitate the same. And it's like, really? Nobody's original anymore? Meanwhile, men are not just talking about women, but they're talking about all kinds of shit, and they can find somehow to make it funny.
So it's more of it's not really sex.
I don't know. I'm saying women are not as funny as men are. That's what I'm saying.
Don't take this from him.
That's sexist.
He
does say it all the time.
Yeah, but you're not saying that women can't be comedians or shouldn't be comedians.
No, I never said that.
Don't like it.
I just think they're not funny.
He would prefer if there wasn't.
It's somewhat sexist.
No, that's not true. That's not true because it doesn't bother me if there are or there aren't because I have a remote control. I can change the channel. All
right. Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care if they're doing comedy or whatever.
I don't like
and there
sexism.
Are some. I like Amy Schumer.
Yeah. She's funny.
I think she's funny. I liked what's her name back in the day?
Lisa Leonetti.
Lampanelli. Leonetti.
The other tiny one.
All right. When he tells you you're not like other girls, trying to
fuck
make you,
you
feel special. Like
he's an idiot.
No, he's a dumbass. Don't ever say
You know what's
that.
Funny? I don't know whoever wrote this article, but she's using shit that nobody really does anymore, honestly.
All of that happens.
Maybe
that
she's so annoying. Guys are saying shit, try to get out of it.
Maybe because you're old and you haven't dated, so you don't remember all the shit they used to pull.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say her age, but this is an article out of Cosmo.
Ugh. Fucking destroy all Cosmos.
Yeah, Cosmo sucks.
Cosmo's so stupid.
This one actually applies to Missy. I can only imagine. When he's texting the whole time when you're out together. You're probably doing that also. Are some dates just you and the other person just texting all night? Like
sometimes.
Really? That's terrible.
It's awful. I can't stand it, but.
I can't stand it. Yeah, because you feel like you're being closed
out. I feel
like
I'm a third wheel.
Right. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on a date with somebody else. Yeah.
I personally hate when my girlfriend's on her fucking phone all the time. It drives me insane. It's like, what is so fucking important that you can't pick up the phone and work it out real quick and then hang up, put it away?
I'm not saying I'm not guilty of picking up my phone or checking something either. I just think that, I don't know, sometimes you just feel like you're left out.
And this one I have to ask because it's funny to me. When he's way too close to his mom. Have you ever experienced that before?
Mama's boy?
Yeah. Do they even make them anymore?
Yes.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. I don't think that bothers me.
Bothers me.
I think it's important
it's like Norman Bates. No, that's what I think of when I hear mama's boy. I'm like,
I see. I don't know. My brother's a mama's boy. Really? So I see that all the time. But not like upper ash. He's more, it's just like he's her baby and he takes advantage of it.
Now, see, I don't understand why this woman put this in here. This one says, when he holds the door and you don't know if it's chivalry or misogyny. What do you care?
She's a cunt.
It's a preference.
He's holding the door. Yeah. Some people may take it as like, this motherfucker thinks I can't open the door.
Right.
And some people...
Which at any given moment, I may think that.
And some people may think, oh, how nice, he's holding the door for me. You're
and again,
like
at
that.
Any given moment, I could think that as well. I went on a date and I was telling Kim all this like fucking chivalrous type things this guy did. And she's like, and I bet you liked it, didn't you? And I said, I did. Because I liked it from him.
She liked
it depends on who it's from.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. I'm done with this list after reading this next one, by the way. Mm-hmm. I quit after this.
Oh, God.
Because now I know what type of men this woman was dating.
Oh, geez.
When you suspect he's actually homeless and just using you for your bed. I quit.
Where do you even...
I quit.
That's like Girls.
I quit.
That's like an episode of Girls.
I don't watch that horrible show, then. That's probably because I'm sexist. I hate that show.
No, it doesn't make you sexist.
She's not funny.
She's not funny.
I think it's excellent.
And she's ugly as sin.
Yeah, that last one is weird. If I ever thought anybody was using me for my bed, I would fucking beat the living shit out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
What a thing to get used
I know
for.
Somebody, yeah. I know somebody who does that.
Really? Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
And if you're listening, you do it.
And you're like, yes, you do.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you girls early if these are early warning signs that relationship's going bad.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Shows up more than a little late.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hate late.
You hate late.
Fucking hate it. So inconsiderate.
And is there like an allotted amount of late you're okay with? Like 5 minutes
Anything
is okay?
Like 15 minutes or more. Less is okay. Anything, even if it's 16 minutes, I'm not
Do you
happy.
Really stare at a fucking stopwatch when you're...
No, but I don't like waiting. I'm impatient. Okay. I don't like waiting.
Okay. You?
I just like open communication. If you're telling me you're late, then I'm fine with it.
That's more reasonable.
Yeah.
You will die.
Yeah. Missy's like holding a seance. I will kill this man. She's like on a Ouija board.
I'm like,
will
to
I kill him tonight?
On fire?
Yeah. Drinking too much.
Ugh.
I mean, it's like every guy right now.
It's a bad thing.
Everybody drinks too much.
So you would prefer to be with a man who doesn't drink too much?
No.
Yeah. I don't. Who has control of their life?
Yeah, not drinking too much is bad.
Okay.
It'll make me think they're an alcoholic.
It's a pretty good sign.
I would just think that they're irresponsible and just, I mean, if they drank too much in one night and got drunk, that's cool. But if it's a habit, get out of here.
Yeah, right. Run for the fucking hills. You don't need that shit.
Right. And in your, both of you have experienced this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was it so much that really like turned you off? Was it the sloppiness? Was it the?
It's like
was
you're he taking being, care of somebody.
Was that it, or was it more of he was embarrassing you somewhere?
He was embarrassing. He couldn't function properly, like
sexually.
It's just being associated with like people who are not responsible for themselves.
Like if this is
her answers are so much more textbook, and hers are so aggressive. You're ready to kill somebody. And she's more docile. Man. I know you're right. You are. You guys are balanced. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, but then all functions go away. I hate it.
And what if they... Okay, here's another one. What if they trash talk an ex?
No, that's bad.
That's bad?
I hate that. That means they still love them.
That's a different way of looking at it.
Absolutely.
See, I don't agree with that. I've trash talked exes, but there's no love there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It kind of depends.
Especially when they do you wrong. How do you love
somebody? Get over it.
Right, but I'm saying if the, but you don't, this is not something where it comes up because you just bring it up. Like, by the way, my ex is such a cunt.
I guess it depends on what you said.
It could be like, it could have came into a conversation that reminded you of something that an ex did. And you'd
why
be like,
are you thinking about her?
Well, you just talked about someone lighting someone on fire while they were sleeping. How do I not think about it? How do I not think about her? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't like it.
I think it depends on the relationship. No. I think if it's like I just started dating somebody and you start shit-talking his ex, then...
Would you be worried that he would do the same to you?
I would think what she was thinking. I would think that he's still attached to her in some way.
Absolutely.
But if I was... in a relationship with someone for 3 years and then something came up about his ex just because there was a trigger or a
right.
thought.
That's
and
what I was saying.
He said something like, ah, well, she used to do that and she's a b-. I wouldn't think anything of it at that point.
You would, even three years in.
Oh my God. The
you
shit
are
that
so
I did
aggressive.
When I was young. Oh, why? Why you care? Why are you saying it? Why does
oh my
it matter?
God.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder why you can't function.
I can function. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anything's changing that
no,
department.
No, no. I wouldn't even say anything now. I would just,
you
know,
just hold it against them.
No,
in your mind.
I would just, I would just not be with them.
But would you guys be worried that these guys would do the same to you if you guys became next?
No, I don't really give a shit.
Well, okay, I was going to say, do you even care at that point?
No.
This person seems to. What about grooming more than you do? If a guy grooms more than you two, or too much in your estimation, that's an ew. That was an ew from you.
As a habit, yeah, it's not really my thing. I like a man's man.
A man's man, a gay guy.
Manly man.
I was going to say Missy, but
like a manly man. Sorry,
a manly man. You want like a lumberjack?
I don't like when a prim and proper dude.
Right.
Nah.
Metrosexual.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't think I don't know many girls
anything.
That do, except for like
that was like trendy for like a year and like.
Although no, because then you got the girls that like the Jersey Shore type douchebags, and they spend a lot of time doing their makeup.
Yeah, they do. They spend a lot of time on everything.
Yeah. So.
No, I would never want that. I would break up.
All right, now this is different. What about a guy who sends the food back?
Oh God, the worst.
It's the worst.
The worst.
It's the worst.
Like. Just don't eat it and leave. Like, just pay your bill. Just suck it up.
But what if the food is not cooked? What if you ordered chicken and it was fucking red and pink in the middle?
I mean, I would kindly let the waitress know for him.
She's like the buffer. I'll work this out. She's the arbitrator.
I got this.
Excuse me.
I just feel like it's like an indicator of something much larger than...
It's funny because the whole purpose of this is you're actually kind of onto something. These are triggers for a guy who's like, you know what I mean? So she's kind of onto something. And you're like, I like it.
Yep.
Yeah. Because it shows aggressiveness because that's what you are.
Do you
want to?
I would love that. I'd be like,
you guys could never,
right.
You guys could never date the same type of guy.
Fuck no, we know that.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
We have no interest in the same guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for friendship purposes.
Fucking right.
I wouldn't touch her, boy. He sucks.
She'll say things. She's cute about it, too. She goes, I just don't really see what you're talking about.
he's disgusting.
I'm also really bratty, though. She's more open to people than I am.
You're more introverted than she is?
Oh, well, yeah.
Not that she is at all, but...
No, I'm very introverted.
She's very
but I'm
introverted.
Also very picky. I put people. Like, I'm, like, looking for a certain standard, I guess.
is that a true statement?
Like, yeah.
Like absolutely. A knight in shining armor and, like, that kind of thing?
No.
No, not at all, actually.
No.
No.
She's looking for something in particular, certain traits that are very important.
Well, you remember how last week you read your list of qualifications for men?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I wrote mine, too.
Do you have it?
I probably have it on my phone.
This is awesome.
Mark is like, I'm leaving.
It's,
fuck
you. It's pretty standard,
are you
though.
No, not yet. Almost.
It's standard. I think I have.
I got to hear this. It's so funny.
Alrighty. You just want me to go down? I don't have an order. Like,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's fine. That's all right. My number one was very anticlimactic.
What was it again?
I don't have
someone who lets me be me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fuck you. All right, so I would say first thing is like physical attraction.
Okay,
so,
well, that's obvious because just, when you first see someone,
right,
it has to draw
not
you.
Not fat.
Sometimes
right,
I
not
should,
fat.
Well,
not fat.
It's not always visible. Not it's not always a visible like physical attraction. Sometimes it's just the
it's
way
a
someone makes you feel in a conversation.
Okay.
Just being like
okay.
They're a physical attraction to this person.
So in other words, you can meet a guy and not be attracted to him at first you see him, but then once you start talking to him.
Yeah, like a one night of conversation.
Story of my fucking life. Story of my life.
Wear some down.
No one's ever just come right up to me like, you're hot, let's go. It's always like months of browbeating. Like, you know what? He's not better than the other assholes I date.
Listen, it took one conversation for this one person in my life, and that was it. It just flipped the switch.
Right.
It was all that happened, and that was the end of it.
Okay.
Because, like, if I saw this person walking back and forth on the street, I wouldn't look twice. I would just
no.
Like, not mind.
Right.
But it took one conversation, and that was it.
Okay.
So, attraction. Physical attraction.
Okay.
I have trust and honesty. So, I need to trust somebody. I don't care if they are cheating on me. Tell me you're cheating on me.
Well, that's...
But
you want them to
weird.
Be honest about their dishonesty.
I'd rather them just tell me the truth than to make up a lie about it.
Okay.
It's just, and I'm saying that, I guess that's a pretty elaborate, but I don't know. Where'd you go after work? I went to the bar at my buddy's. Instead of making a lie, I stayed late and I did. I want that honesty and that trust. And
gotcha.
I'd rather them just be a D-bag than... I like open affection and like romance, and it doesn't mean like public affection, but like that he shows it and gives it to me.
Like he
did,
like doesn't
warm.
Mind holding your hand if you're out somewhere.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Like he doesn't,
but he doesn't have
it.
To like shove his tongue down your throat.
No, because I don't like what's it PDA.
PDA, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel it makes other people uncomfortable. But holding hands is like a. You know,
it is. It's only it. Uncomfortable when it's two ugly people doing it.
Two fat people.
Well, no, that's Missy's nightmare. Oh, get out of here. You're disgusting everybody.
Oh, my God.
Two fat fatties kissing.
I put someone that has their own, like, passion.
Okay.
About something.
Okay, so something.
Like, because
that...
if they're a lump on the log, I don't have any interest in you. Right. Like, they have to have their own passion and their own friends I have on here.
Their own friends?
Yeah.
Right.
Instead
like their
of
own
like
social life. Like
instead
not,
of bogarting yours?
Yeah, because like, it just makes me think, then what is your life about? Like, we don't have anything going on, do
right.
you? Like, you have no friends?
And that's scary. Empathetic.
Like, it's important. Yeah.
I love it. She, like, eases it in, and you just ram it hard.
That's the... She always slams it hard. responsibility and accountability for their life and actions, and pretty much like how they treat people.
Okay.
Like take ownership to being a dick.
Right.
You know, that's it. And if you own it and whatever.
So in other words, if like, say for instance, a guy sends food back and he's a dick about it, will he admit to it later that he was being a dick about it?
Yeah. Like own that he's a dick.
Yeah. Right. Say, yeah.
What if he's like, I wasn't being a dick. My food got all fucked up. It's their fault. Fuck
yeah,
them.
I don't like that kind of personality,
okay.
though, either.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I was...
It's like excuses. A negative Nancy in a way. Like,
no, I'll just get salmonella instead of sending
yeah.
my food.
Yeah, I'll just take the Ebola.
So this will go. So the other one, I said good overall character. Character, caring, compassionate, has like that about them.
Okay.
Because that's important. And they have to like dogs, because if they don't like dogs, they're serial killers. I dated a guy who turned out to be a serial killer because...
Nuh-uh.
Well, I was wondering. So he invited me to go to...
he should have led with this story.
Well, this is how I kind of, whatever. Anyway, he invited me to his family's, like, 4th of July something. And I went, and his, like, cousin or something had brought their dog to this little picnic or whatever. And I'm over there petting the dog all day, holding it. It's a little Pomeranian. Holding it, walking around with it. And he just did not come near me. And I was having more fun with his family, and he wasn't even around.
Right.
So I, like, thought about it for a minute. I'm like, this is weird. Anyway, so we're dating probably a couple weeks later. We're in Walmart because he does his Sunday Walmart, which I thought was weird that he has to go to Walmart every Sunday.
It's like church.
To go shopping. He was just really
church white trash.
He was just really, really weird, and I was just getting – but then so finally we're in Walmart and we're walking past the dog section, and I finally asked him. I'm like, so do you like animals? Would you have a dog? He's like, as long as they don't touch me. I'm like, hmm. See you later. Like, I was out.
Right there and then, or you waited till you got home?
No, I told him. I was like, I'm going to go home after this. And he was like, well, I was like, well, if you can't have dogs, like.
Okay. Hey, man, everybody has a preference.
You could have that conversation with him, though. I would say that if his personality wasn't, like, a certain way, I probably would have been nicer about it.
Right.
But I was just like, oh, all right. And that's I left, funny. And I never really.
That's enough to send. That's enough to send somebody fucking. Priorities, I'm out. Man.
But
I'm
talk, out. Think about it. I don't know. I love animals, but I feel like. But
if someone
who
doesn't like
have,
dogs, doesn't necessarily make them a serial killer.
To me, they are.
Because I hated dogs up until what? I don't know. If maybe people, 10 years ago.
If people hate animals or don't like, I can understand not having them because of responsibility and all of that.
Not,
but like
not why.
Disliking. Animal to me means that there's something wrong in your head.
Well, let me paint you a picture because you're only looking at it in one. Like I understand because you're an animal lover,
yeah,
especially a dog lover,
yeah.
So automatically it affects you. But when you grow up in a basically like a hood kind of area and you have loose unowned
did you get
rabbit
bit by a dog
multiple times,
I've gotten bit by a pit bull. I have a scar on my leg. You okay. Said pit bulls earlier.
Well,
why.
Yeah, but actually, it was more Dobermans and German Shepherds that we had in the neighborhood that were like rabid and they chased us and they were like all over the place. That's what made me hate dogs. It was like my personal Vietnam.
So it was fear. You didn't hate.
It
dogs.
Was fear.
You were
absolutely, it was
dogs.
Fear. And I was like, I don't want the first person that got my friend Mike had a huge Rottweiler, and I would never go near it. And then one day I said, fuck it. I went up because the dog never did anything wrong.
Dogs never do.
But I went up to it and wrong. It was like the coolest dog. Then my ex-girlfriend had three fucking dogs and they were just annoying. It wasn't that I hate. They were annoying. They're pugs and a fucking boxer.
I get annoying dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, mm-hmm. But I was always a cat. I preferred cats over dogs, but I hated dogs from growing up because they were
but
fucking
you like
dangerous.
Them,
well, so yeah, my girlfriend's got a fucking beautiful Rottweiler
so
at home.
You conquered your fear.
Yeah, well, not. I won't go near a pit bull though.
And I love
if pit bull's not on a leash or in
any
a
pit
behind a fence, I no, mm-mm, nope. Mm-mm.
I love pit bulls.
I like them too. I was actually it was funny because when I was little, this pit bull that was chained up and he had one of those leashes that hooked to trees and you can run back and forth. Mm-hmm. And we would run in the yard and the dog was very nice or whatever. And then one day. Playing in the yard, not thinking of anything. The dog in the area, dog, came and took me out. Punctured my leg, both sides. And, like, but as soon as he bit down, he let go. And then he started, like, licking me and, like, kissing me and, like, almost like he was sorry.
She tastes like chicken.
But come to find out, the dog was being teased by the neighbor. Rocks thrown at it, sticks poked at it.
No
and
excuse.
It just, it, like, he said it mistaken me for the girl because of the blonde hair running around. We were running around as kids. But I remember, like, the adults got all mad and, like, we need to get the testing on this dog. But I was fine with them. It didn't, like, change
No, I'll pass.
Though I do, I can feel a dog that might bite you. Like, you could see it in there.
Yeah, pit bulls.
You can read a dog.
She's like a dog whisperer, though. She really
and squirrels. That's amazing. Yeah.
I love animals.
Well, you got anything else on your list?
Let me see. Good overall character. I said funny, outgoing, and like more often a laid-back personality.
Instead of a type A?
Yeah. I like somebody who can come in a room and... I just like somebody who doesn't need to be the center of attention, but like he brings something to the table.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like that shit. Yeah.
Well, you
for different reasons.
You like someone who bring something to the table, but he better not be the center of attention because it takes it away from you. Do you feel that way too?
Center of attention, maybe. I don't. It's
not
like
convincing
they're. It's
me.
Like they're seeking their validation through a room rather than with you. Or I don't know. I like somebody that just. I don't know, easygoing. People like them.
Like a good wingman at a party.
See, I don't like house parties, for example. And if I went to a house party with the person that owns the room needs to be center of attention, I'm left alone and without my friend or person. But if they add something to the party, people still are coming around and then it's involving me, then yeah, I feel comfortable.
Gotcha.
I don't need someone that...
Stealing thunder.
Well, it's not stealing thunder.
No,
it's
sounds
like
it.
She doesn't comfortable.
She doesn't ever want to be the center of attention.
I hate it.
She hates it.
Really?
She.
What do you feel like? You're under a microscope?
No, when she does become the center of attention, she'll like corner.
Freeze up.
Into the corner. She'll be like, I just got to go.
What do you mean she's going to corner? What,
like
the dude in Blair Witch?
She had a birthday party at her house, and she hates house parties.
Right.
But she had a birthday party at her house. She was in her room 90% of the time.
What the fuck? It's my party, and I can cry if I want.
We're like, yeah, we're going to do cake. And you're like, okay, I'll be right down. And it's like 20 minutes later, we're like.
She comes down in her footy pajamas holding the teddy bear.
And
I was sleeping.
You're like, I just couldn't take it. I'm just up here smoking pot.
You could tell she's a little socially retarded.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're awkward. You're not retarded.
I'm definitely awkward. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, retard's a little extreme.
But no, she doesn't like being the center of attention. So
I don't like being hit on either. I get
oh
real
my
quirky.
God,
yeah.
Saturday night.
We went out Saturday.
She turns around like some guy comes up to her and doesn't even say anything. She turns around and tases him. Don't tase me.
Yeah, I don't. I just need to feel comfortable. If you make me feel comfortable, I'm good. But when I start like retracting,
do you guys notice there's a lot between the two of them? Even though they're pretty different in a lot of ways, but do you notice that the overall theme still exists?
There's yeah, they're both batshit crazy.
You guys are so complicated.
Yes,
you make things so much harder than they actually are.
Yes. I like that.
It's like I understand
things, mean things,
but that's what I'm saying. I think reading into too much is what damages.
Oh yeah, overthinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's detrimental for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just want to feel everything, man.
I agree.
I just don't want to smell that burp.
It does smell bad. I had a chimichanga before I came here.
Oh jeez.
Translation: she blew a Mexican.
The fuck.
She doesn't do Mexican.
I don't think I had anything else.
I don't do humans.
Señorita.
What are you doing?
Mira, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's funny that you have a list on your phone. You have one written down.
She made it while she was listening to the show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And you said something about how our lists are unattainable, and I don't think that mine is.
Yours is more reasonable,
yes.
But you're
more
also
realistic.
It's more realistic, but again, she has that underlying theme. She overthinks, like you make it a little bit more. You're creating more obstacles for yourself. Yours is just ridiculously unattainable, ridiculously, because of who you are. It's ridiculous.
I'm gonna change.
No. I don't care what you do. I'm just saying. It's like
I'm playing.
You're reading like a fiction. And
listen, it's the first list.
It's a work in progress. Okay.
I think it's like guidelines to like what you want. If you know your list and you make a list, you know what you want.
Yeah,
you
but
try
like,
and you go for it. You don't settle for the D bag you can't handle because.
But it's funny because a lot of women end up settling for the D bag.
It's not. It shouldn't be settling. There should be a compromise.
See, I think especially. Women sometimes they overcompensate. They'll sit there and be like. They kind of play off the D-bag quality, like, yeah, you know, he's like that. And then years later, they just find out, I can't take this dude.
Oh, my God, all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to own up to the fact that he's a douchebag right off the bat.
Yeah,
because
you
care
stupid.
About him.
But why would you care about him? I agree with Missy. I agree with her. She had it right. She went, because you're stupid. She said, because you care about him. You care about him because you're stupid. You're stupid because you care about him.
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking true, but that's my point. This is a great little experiment right here. This is awesome. Yeah, that's exactly my point. It is amazing how you guys, and not again, it's I generalize this. I generalize this to most females that really just they take simplicity right out of the equation and they make things super fucking difficult.
Yeah, I think it's just
you just make the hurdles so much. I know, and yeah. I don't understand
it's
that.
It's just because we want to feel everything. Like, I was joking when I said that, but that's honesty. Like, everything is important.
Well, you don't want to feel a punch to the face, do you?
I mean, maybe.
No, you don't. She like it rough.
No,
I'm not that complicated, I don't think. I just
I think you're way more reasonable. Like, and I think it also does depend on the personality traits of the two of you. Because you're a lot more docile than she is. Like, she's like super aggressive. I want to break your neck. You know, you're in my fucking way. This is my world, motherfucker. You're like a chick Scarface, basically. You know? Yeah. The world is mind globe in her fucking living room. You know,
I was thinking of the Coke.
That too.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. It's a mound of Coke on a toilet instead of a desk.
Jesus.
But like, you're more of like, you know, kind of, you like to sometimes fly under the radar, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But I like a personality that brings me out.
Well, what I mean. You guys compliment each other. She kind of, you know, ropes you in, I think, when you start going way too far into space and you do the opposite for her. She's like way too confined. You need to go out in space more.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, so you guys, I can see how you guys compliment each other.
Yeah.
But you're both fucked up. No, I'm just kidding. No, you both do make things complicated for yourselves. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it'll be all right.
Oh, I'm not saying it's how is it a problem when almost every woman on this planet does it? And women are fine. They find their happiness, usually.
I feel like a lot of women aren't happy. I wish more women would be happy.
But that's probably why they're not happy, because they're not...
Because they're settling for douchebags.
But because they made their own... You basically make your own choices, right?
I think a lot of people settle.
They settle because
because they have unattainable lists like you.
No.
That and I also think they're insecure.
Afraid to be alone.
And insecurities.
Yes, that's the truth.
That's the number one thing.
But why? Why be so insecure?
Kim is one of my only friends that isn't afraid to be alone. Everyone else is.
Though I don't like it.
She says
I'm not afraid.
I'm exactly like you.
Yeah, she says she doesn't like it, but she's not afraid of it. I have friends that are like, will latch onto a guy after a first date that didn't even go well.
Right.
Because they're trying to just touch.
I need to meet them.
someone who doesn't take breaks. They go from one to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Because of that fear.
Because they don't want to be alone. I know exactly what you're talking about. One of my exes was just like that.
It's like a codependent.
It's very codependent.
I'm kind of a codependent, but like comfort-wise. Like, I always sleep with a stuffed animal on a pillow.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm actually the type of person that wants to sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, I love sleeping always. In my own bed.
So much more comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't actually have to fall off the bed all the time.
Yeah. I actually don't really like sharing a bed with anybody.
I'm not a fan either.
Like, well, with a guy, because they always want to cuddle and shit, and I don't.
That's so funny. I never do. And my girlfriend gets mad about it.
Maybe you two should date.
No.
See,
we both in agreement.
Too fast.
How did you forget? How did you forget? What? But that's not the only reason.
I like cuddling. So
yes.
But again, that doesn't happen often. So yeah. I like it maybe because it's not
especially when it's warm already.
The extra and you're like, I'm hot. Yeah. Get off of me.
I know. It's like this side of my body.
You're
like
I'm sweating.
It's like this side of my body stroked out because it's like
dead arm.
Dead arm. And you're like real hot on this side. And this side's like cooler. And you're fanning the other side with it. It's just like.
I'll sleep on the floor. Because, you know, sometimes they'll keep cuddling while you're sleeping. And I'll be like, I can't do this.
You roll off.
Oh, I'll go right on the floor. Good night.
Yeah, I can't do it. I have to have, I'm just weird. I have to have like a pillow between my legs and hold it. I'm a side sleeper. So I can't do it. Like my girlfriend, I won't. If I realize when I roll over and I put my arm around her, I fucking turn around and go back the other way because the body heat starts kicking in and I can't stay asleep. It's like, no, it's like too much BTUs pumping under the blanket. It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
BTUs,
units of heat.
It's not the acronym for units of heat.
No, it's not. But that's what BTUs measure.
Whatever you say.
What does MAH measure?
Current. Oh. I think it's current, isn't it?
I don't know.
MAH.
It's some sort of current. Yeah. Didn't we learn this?
Yeah, it's current.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to charge your phone with a current?
Huh?
You know.
Huh?
She's like, huh?
So, got these little cell phone charger things, and right. You can buy. So, I'm bringing it up because online you can get them. They're like, oh, you can get a deal. You can get two backup phone chargers for, I don't know, $50. And then you read them in the MAHs or whatever. You need two because it's like 10 MAH.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, no, the, right.
You need like 2,000 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
To like properly charge your phone once.
Right. So they rip you off. Good segue, though. I like it. All right, let's get out of here.
I got one question.
Go ahead.
Do you consider Missy like the leader of your group?
Please tell them.
Like your group of nitwits?
No, but people...
That's
people,
a great question.
Yeah, is she... No, seriously. All seriousness. Is she the leader that gets things together and gets people here and there?
No.
See, I don't think that at all.
No, we have a good balance.
I think Missy's the person who has to be number one in the group. Not necessarily...
The leader, but
not like forming the night, like right. Saying it's all about what I want. We're doing this. We're going here. Not that. But okay. Once they get to wherever they're going, it's like Missy show.
No.
Right?
No,
you agree?
Because if I said I don't want to go there, we're not going there.
No. It's once you get to a place where you all agree on, once you're actually there, and that's, you know, where
so
you're
it becomes
out,
the Missy show.
It becomes the Missy show.
That's what they're asking you.
It's all about Missy, drama here, drama there.
Oh, it's not drama. I usually kind of like when she's the one, like, taking control of
because you don't have
social
the limelight.
Yeah. I'll sit and people watch all night while she talks to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's something bothers me and I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore, and she's like, okay, let's go.
Mm.
So, no, not really.
See, you're too nice. What were you trying to say?
Someone of our friends thought that I was being trampled and taken advantage of and all of that, and it wasn't that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get, like, cunty sometimes.
She just gets angry, she just gets in her zone, and that's it.
Okay.
And I know how to deal with her zone, I guess. And
she lets me be
that,
me. She's, all right, let Missy just fucking walk it off.
She has all the qualities you're looking for in a boyfriend.
We've talked about it 1,000 times. It sucks.
And, like, if it makes me upset. Like, it's clear that I'm, like, I don't want her to be mad and whatever, and it might be ruining my time or whatever, because, you know, we're not having a good time anymore.
Right.
But you got to just, it's happening, so you handle it. But people think it's me not sticking up for myself or something, and it's not the case at all. Because I know we'll talk about it probably in 10 minutes. They think that she's being a bitch to me, and I'm like, And
if she's a bitch. I'm usually just being a bitch in general, but it gets taken out on Kim by law of averages, I guess.
We've had our tiffs, and we've figured them out.
We have.
the thing that you actually raised, Marco, when you asked that question, made me think about when we were talking. Do you guys in, like, when I say you guys, I mean you and other friends associated with Missy, do you guys all think that she's smart?
That Missy's smart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm smart.
She looked at you like,
you realize you're giving her, like, false fucking hope, right? You guys not calling her out on her bullshit. You're just way too sweet to her is what it comes down to. It's like having a friend who's got, like, Asperger's and you treat them a little extra special. What?
I learned a lot from Missy. She reads a lot more than I do, too.
What do you mean you learn a lot from her? I'm just curious.
Listen.
Let her finish. This is. I don't mean to steal your mic time, but.
It's a true, solid statement that what kind of support do you want from me? Like, what did she teach me?
No, you say I learn a lot from her.
I do.
Like,
every day.
Like, give me a category, not specifically, but like a category. Like, in what? Not
like
life lessons.
Yeah, always life lessons.
I'm done.
You sound insane.
That's more of what we talk about. Is life.
We talk about life a lot.
So everybody thinks Missy's like super smart, huh?
Like, that's they're not going, they're not, like, it's weird when you say that. It's like, they're not coming up to me and be like, yo, your friend's the smartest person on planet Earth. Like, that's a great.
But you do kind of have that aura about you, like, what? That you created. Like, I'm like the smartest motherfucker. Cult. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like a cult leader.
You're David Koresh.
You guys are jerks.
Waco.
Wacko.
You know, no, Missy's good at also finding, like, in people where I don't right away is, like, when she does communicate with, like, groups of friends. Is
I find good in people.
She realizes she can find a common ground with them a lot and then bounce off that, and they really like enjoy like the fact that she has so much information about something that they're like, most people don't talk about this.
I would love to hear what information she's super abundant
anything.
Of.
I was talking about crack, science cocaine. With some boy. I was talking about science.
Yeah, that's a conversation I wish I could hear.
Check it out. I blinded us with science.
You guys underestimate me.
No, we really don't. Hence the little quiz we took earlier.
Hey, man.
That was a weird quiz.
That was weird.
If I was asking you guys the same questions, you'd be like,
oh, I never claimed to. I was reading some of them. I was like, wow, I never would have got that.
Next time I come back, I'm quizzing you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, come back prepared. Bring trivia questions.
I will. Fucking right.
Yeah, you guys
can. It's
going
down.
I'm all for it, man. I'm not claiming to be
yeah, I think
Neil
I would
deGrasse
have
Tyson.
Total 5 of those questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, if that.
The math ones. The math ones I'd get.
When I read them, I was like, no way.
I'm math, terrible at math. Mm. I used to love math in school, too, and I just am bad at it.
Me too. I'm terrible at it. My dad, even the other day, I said something stupid to my dad, math wise, and he just looked at me like, I'm so not proud of you. Like, it just, I seriously didn't even like try to think about it. I just shot an answer out.
Do you think it has to do with right and left brain thinkers?
I don't know. I think I'm just dumb when it comes to numbers, but he said something, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's like, I don't know. I think I said that's like around 12,000, right? He's like, no, it's like 42. He's like, wow. He just looked at me like, wow, this was so wrong to move to this country.
My son's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, my dad doesn't talk like one.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Word.
This was good, though. I learned a lot.
Good.
I learned a lot.
See, you do learn a lot from Missy.
No, I learned that I'm pretty much accurate on all these years doing this podcast with you. No, you know what I think it is? I think you're a great friend.
Thanks.
And I think like you'd fucking jump on a grenade for her.
Oh, yeah.
To actually sit there, look at me dead in the face and say, yeah, she's smart. That is jumping on a fucking grenade for her. It really is. I mean, you couldn't ask for a nicer fucking wingman right there. You know what I mean? Like, she's
and the fact that Missy probably
but you'll take care of her. Is what I mean. What's that?
So the fact that Missy probably carries actual grenades in her purse.
The fuck?
Why are you laughing about that?
Yeah, it's bad luck for you.
Oh man!
You did leave the pin in, right?
I'm not a wingman.
I didn't mean it like picking up people. I didn't mean it like that.
No, I mean I'm just like we're on the same.
Besides taking one for the team for men, wingmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else are they good at? They're good at kind of handling the situation when you're trying
drawing the attention away from your friend.
Right,
is really what a wingman does. You don't have to fuck her.
No,
you draw the attention away from.
No, but you're also there to back your friend up. Is what I'm saying.
That's what you're doing.
Well, that's why I said.
But it's not like the Kim show and the Missy show and the Kim show and the Missy. It's not like that.
Nah.
It's just we hang out. It's
no,
just
I'm not. I don't mean like Batman and Robin.
We're actually our own show. Remember?
Yeah.
Just both of us.
Yeah. Can we work something out?
It's
where
usually
it's just them two.
Meeting of the mindless.
I would love to just sit on that couch and listen. I'll work the board. They could just talk, say whatever they want. I'll just.
They
sit
can do
there.
A 7 to 8 show, and then we.
Oh
come
my
in.
God, that would be phenomenal.
Be like a pre-show.
Would you guys experiment once doing that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Meeting them mindless, right?
So cool? Wait, do we get handed topics and then we just run with it? And
you know,
them?
You guys could always just bump heads. Say what do we want
to
talk?
The thing is
about?
We have to talk about it genuinely, so we can't talk about it before.
Right. It has to be off the cuff.
Okay, so next time you guys come out with something really good, say, "Hey, this is what we should talk about," or "This is one of the things we should talk about," and then make a note of it.
Sounds banging. Yeah. Okay, I'm about that life, son.
You do an hour. All right. I think you guys would do a great hour.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
Meeting of the mindless?
Easy,
I think so, too.
Can we name it something else?
Sure. You can. No, they can name whatever they want. Right, yeah. Fuck.
Thanks, Pittsburgh, but
Pittsburgh,
I don't
like it.
Pete. Oh, he named it? Some
yeah,
guy?
Yeah. Listener did.
Hi, listener.
What would you guys call it?
I don't know. I got to think about it. But I just don't like that.
No, that's fine. Right. I'm just curious what you would call it.
Double D.
There you
Double
go.
D.
So many references.
Dynamic duo.
Dynamic duo is our thing. We've been called that multiple times.
Dynamic duo.
We were also called twins, which is...
That which was so awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
We were standing next to each other, like, with our arms around each other, just kind of standing there, and this guy walked by, and he's like, twins, and we're like, all right. I was like, ah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Because I always say that we're equal. And she was like... And I think we just had that conversation, I don't know, 20 minutes before that or something at the barbecue last year. And then that happened. I was like, see, that guy thinks we look alike.
Oh, my God. Who the hell
All right, fuck you. Okay, we're going to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. Love you. Smooches. I have to peace.
My little
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.